So, Alpe, nobody called about it this week.
Not a single one.
Well, I guess nobody listens to that piece of shit overnight. 1190.
What'd you do?
Did another shift of gears.
And you didn't tell us?
I was waiting for somebody to call.
I think at this point we should know that for the most part, 1190's appointment listening.
Is a what?
Appointment listening.
Oh. Well, you could pick it up on iHeart anywhere in the country.
I know it's not your normal thing, but if you're going to do a shifty shift, you need to promote it.
That's one of those not going to be in the mood for it things.
And I get that.
Up here late Saturday. Well, I got some stuff done, went home, and I came back. I think I need to do some shifty.
See, that's where a simple tweet would go a long way. And all it has to be is...
Well, first of all, not everybody has the iHeart app, even though it's free.
That is true. But it's very easy for them to download it, so they have no excuse.
Kenzie, you need the mouse for the video feed? Is that a yes? Which mic are you on? She keeps... Take this one that's to your left and just move
it. Yes. Okay. Oh, there we... Hello?
Yeah, okay. You can move that one as far as... Hello?
This one's on,
radio?
Too.
Which Hello? One's on?
They're both on.
No, they're not.
I
keep flipping them on back and forth. I feel like I'm jacking with a cat with a laser pointer.
Yep.
See, now she's got both mics pointed at her.
Well, if you want to go that round, I can do this.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Now try it.
Check. Yeah. Ooh. Hey. Woo. Wee.
See?
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
She could do that all day.
All day.
God.
Moin.
You just get one. Okay. I didn't go that long. I think I only went a half an hour. I was tired.
That's, hey.
Of the shifty gears.
A half hour of shifty is more than we had yesterday.
Let's see where I put it on my flash. Yeah, I actually listened to it. I recorded it this time. In stereo, straight off the console, and clean. It just doesn't cut it. It's gotta have that AM tent.
Yeah. It needs to have that character.
Yeah.
It's Overnight Trucking Show with Shifted Gears on the Mighty 1190. Well, welcome our new sponsor, where you can get really, really bad food, but get your hair colored at the same time. At Eat Shit and Die, you can get grubbed and get that special Conway Twitty coloring haircut. Speaking of Conway, here's him. It's a Shifty Gear Show. This is Ronnie Millsap on the Mighty 1190. What I want to know is, how does a blind man play the piano without missing a beat? When you got people driving cars who hit shit all the in time.
Love, it's a great show.
It's the Overnight Trucking Show with Shifty Gears on the Mighty 1190. If you're on the road for a long haul, you know, coffee don't always work. Sometimes you need some anal stimulation. Mm. That's why I carry the Big Rig Dando.
Oh,
No.
It was going so well. Why you gotta ruin it with a Dando?
Well, now I got to back her up.
No, no, you don't.
Piano without missing a beat. But you got people driving cars who hit shit all the f***ing time.
Pure love. Baby, it's pure love.
It's the Overnight Trucking Show with Shifty Gears on the Mighty 1190. If you're on the road for a long haul, you know, coffee don't always work. Sometimes you need some anal stimulation. That's why I carry the Big Rig Dando. Its special vibrating feature keeps you alert and goes right up your behind.
No.
Big wheels rolling.
No.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
That's it.
The Big Rig.
I think there were a couple other segments that I forgot to put into that. One was about Shifty's third annual catfish fry. And I forget what else.
It's jam packed.
Mm-hmm. Why are you ashamed that the guys that drive the big rigs like to use the Big Rig Dando?
Because I didn't consent to any of this. Why is it not the rust dough?
Because I ain't pretty.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
People don't want something ugly.
Neither am I.
People don't want something ugly up their butt.
If you're going to pick something pretty around here, then you should have gone with Billy the Kid from Kiss. That's pretty.
Yeah, but the Bildo or the Kid Billy.
Probably want to stay away from the kid stuff.
Yeah, Billy the... I don't know. Something about Dando seems to work with everything.
Sounds better.
Yeah. Plus, you got to be, if you're not in here to complain about it, it's not funny.
Yeah, it's heavy the burden that I wear.
Did you enjoy my choice of music?
I did, actually. That's why I was serious about it with the Shifty Gear Show. It's always... It's even if you're not a fan of country music, you can still find something worthwhile. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining, informative, relatable, everything a radio show is supposed to be.
Endorses some hella products.
Yes.
You mean to tell me I can eat this rotten chicken fried steak and get my hair colored at the same time?
Where has that been all my life?
I like to see just the big signs on the side of the road. Eat and die.
A flash back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. We have spelled I-D-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. What? Okay. I'll play it again.
Oh, yeah.
It's Overnight Trucking Show with Shifty Gears on the Mighty 1190. Well, welcome our new sponsor, where you can get really, really bad food, but get your hair colored at the same time. At Eat Shit and Die, you can get grub and get that special Conway Twitty coloring haircut. Being a Conway, here's him. It's the Shifty Gears Show. This is Ronnie Millsap on the Mighty 1190. What I want to know is, how does a blind man play the piano without missing a beat when you got people driving cars who hit shit all the f***ing time?
Pure love. Baby, it's pure love.
It's the Overnight Trucking Show with Shifty Gears on the Mighty 1190. If you're on the road for a long haul, you know, coffee don't always work. Sometimes you need some anal stimulation. That's why I carry the Big Rig Dando. Its special vibrating feature keeps you alert and goes right up your behind.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
You got an endorsement from Shifty Gears, Dan.
If you notice the pride in it when he goes,
yeah,
he goes,
that's why I carry.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. If there's anything that we all can, you know in this life, it's that Shifty's to be trusted with his endorsements.
I just don't endorse anything that comes down the pike.
No, you don't. You use everything you endorse.
My endorsement's only good as my word. And if I endorse anything, just take money, then it's useless.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's why I carry the big rig dando. It goes right up my behind.
Of course it does.
Say behind again.
Behind.
If you're not, you haven't heard Alfie stop and do it during traffic when I'm using the big wheels bed.
I think I heard him once. Alfie, you're going to have to do that again.
Don't worry. I'm sure we will.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, this horse ain't dead yet. not enough anyway.
I do not. All right. First of all, I'm going to ask just to get it out of the way. Kenzie, if we fly to New York and do the show live from the iHeart corporate studios, do you want to go?
Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes.
Who quoted her exactly like that yesterday?
I think it was Alfie.
Yeah, I'll go Alfie.
Yes. Please.
But when the day comes, we know, because if you go, I'll have to pay for your ticket. iHeart, as far as I understand, they're going to cover the four of us.
You don't have to pay for it. I can pay for it.
But the problem is, at the day of, well, you know.
Hi, this is Kenzie's mom. She fell down in the bed again. She got in her car and she was ready to leave, and those three tires exploded.
We just don't know how far. No offense.
It's okay.
We love you, or you wouldn't be on the show.
I know that.
But dependability is not something that lives with you in your heart.
Or any of your bones.
I will be there every second of every minute. Wait. Every minute of every second.
No, you got it right the first time.
No, you're fine. It's just.
That's not right.
It's just when you question yourself, even when you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You can depend on me.
Sorry.
I promise.
Well, but whoa, what, when something comes along and the ticket's not refundable, then what do I do with it?
I'll pay for the ticket or I'll give you money. There's nothing that's stopping me from getting on that plane.
Have you ever been?
I'm getting on that plane. Please.
I'm here at the airport, but I don't see you guys. I was supposed to go to Old York City, yeah?
No, Kenzie, no. The new one. Not the... No. You're not going to England.
I have watched for you guys, I don't know, for like 45 minutes here in Prague.
That says plague.
Well, Prague is funny, too.
That, actually, it is, yeah.
The other one you wrote?
Dengue fever.
What is dengue fever?
Bad
fever.
Oh.
Sick. It's a rare illness, but if it's a chance of anyone in the United States catching it, it's Blondie over there.
I won't get sick. I've already been sick enough. It's all out of my system.
Kenzie, last week during the ice storm, a squirrel fell off my house, and I named it Kenzie.
Because very seldom... You never see squirrels fall out of anything.
Nope, I laughed for 10 minutes.
Is he okay?
I had to show my dog. He loved it. He's throwing out middle claw paw. He's like, yeah, suck it, squirrel. Take that.
You can depend on me.
Okay.
I promise. That would be the coolest trip ever.
Have you ever been to New York?
No. I've been to almost every state except New York and like three others.
How many states are there?
Did I say something wrong?
How many states are there?
50.
Okay.
Oh, God. Wait, I didn't say anything wrong.
No.
I sounded smart.
No.
It's 50 states.
Have you ever been to one of the U.S. territories?
I'm in it now. Right?
Suck on that, Russ.
Did I get him? I got him, didn't I? Oh! Oh!
Oh, my God.
I just got Kenzie rolled.
Booyah! Oh, can't catch me. Oh, Jesus. Are you excited to go to New York with me?
We just, there was actually a listener that called yesterday and said, you have to take Kenzie. We're just not really sure. They were shooting for the 23rd of this month. I don't see that happening. Just the emails back and forth with engineering, and I'm getting copied on all of them.
Oh, that's just what you love.
Between New York engineers, L.A. engineers.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why the guy that's overseeing it is in L.A.
Wow.
Maybe he designed the whatever studios they have at iHeart.
Yeah, you're right. There may be more to it than I know.
So you're doing the show live in New York?
Yes.
Is it going to be syndicated on?
No, it'll just be back here.
Oh, that's cool.
I sent an email to Bob Pittman, our CEO.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if I ever find myself in New York for any reason, just like to stop by for a moment and thank you in person.
Oh.
For your help with the foundation.
That'd be awesome.
I got an email a few minutes later, or days later, from Kelly Kibler that says, I'm supposed to fly you to New York. And then Bob sends out an email to everybody. He should do the show from New York. Well, I'm going to need my guys. He said, how many? I said, 4 total. I said, done. So I wasn't thinking about you at the time. I was just counting on people that come to work every day.
I am part-time. Part-time.
That is a strong argument you've got.
But
even if we paid you, even if you were full-time, you'd still be part-time.
I would not. But I do understand, though. I don't have to go. I don't even know if I feel like worthy enough to be able to go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a big deal.
Well, it is, but what are the chances of all of us being able to go at the same time ever again?
Yeah, this may be the only shot.
It'd be so fun.
Especially considering how much Russ loves to travel to other places. It'd be hard to pry him out of other countries.
What?
In other words, this is the best shot we've got to get you out of the state.
Maybe Merle's playing in New York.
Somebody pull it up. Mm-hmm.
Did I say New York? I meant we're flying you to New Jersey.
Going to the Jersey Shore?
Do we take her or not?
I'll be on my best behavior.
Well, I don't know what that's like.
I will be silent. I'll do my best. I will only speak unless spoken to. I will do y'all's laundry.
I don't know how long they intend on us to stay. I don't know.
Kenzie can't make the flight. She fell off the roof. Chasing squirrels.
There goes that neighbor girl again. Running across everybody's roof.
Even if I do have an accident, I will fly on that plane in a body cast.
Alfie, look up during the break and see what a round trip to New York costs.
You got it.
All right. Pick one of the cheaper airports.
LaGuardia?
Is that one of the cheaper ones?
Yeah. JFK is the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you'll miss me if you go without me.
Anybody want to try and answer that with a straight face?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com.
3:39. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Rush Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic already sucks all across the Metroplex. Let's get started off in Fort Worth southbound 287 between Harmon Road and 35W. That part of the highway is completely shut down due to road construction. Traffic's backed up FM 156. Let's move into Irving westbound 114 right at O'Connor. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back to 12 Walton Walker. In Plano southbound 75 right at Legacy. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Bethany and Allen. And in McKinney northbound 75 right after Virginia. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic goes backed up back from El Dorado. Finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-20, just before I-45, road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic there is backed up back from Lancaster Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Galveston Island. Tonight, cloudy and rain with a 48-degree low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high around 53. Right now, it is 52 degrees. At 97.1, the Eagle.
New from Pretty Little Dan, Inc. Would you like your anus to be singing, "My, oh my, what a wonderful day"? It's the truth. It's actual. We can make your butt sad ass factual. PLD, Inc. is now proud to present the Zippity Dando. This new golden glowing replica of Dan's dong will have plenty of sunshine headed your way. With little bunny ears attached for extra stimulation, it's like having your own Brer Rabbit. So small, you can even use it in your auto. You do want some of this car, baby. And for only $19.99, you can give one to all your friends. They'll all be thanking you and calling you their very own Uncle Ramus. Call today and get a mini version of the Zippity Dando for that bluebird on your shoulder.
The Zippity Dando is not affiliated with Disney Song in the South, RKO Pictures, anyone that consumes the American Civil War, racial stereotypes, or Splash Mountain.
Another fine product of PLDE.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I may look into it. I didn't realize that Ustream ran that many commercials. I thought it was maybe like on our video stream once every half hour. Then some other guy said it was like once every 8 to 10 minutes.
I'm with you. I didn't think it was that frequent either.
I think we can upgrade it and take the commercials out.
At what cost, though?
I don't know. I don't know what they're... upgraded subscription is to stream. Or the listeners can have, you can pay for it yourself so you don't have to watch the commercials. What they don't get is Ustream and is in essence with those commercials paying for the video stream.
Yeah. And
which keeps it free.
Right. And I think they understand that.
No, they don't.
Well, the problem is that Ustream isn't synced up to the show to where Ustream can play an ad when we take a break. It just does it on whatever schedule it normally does it.
So in the middle of a bit, it may go to a commercial and doesn't pick back up where it left off.
And the commercial isn't like, you know, a quick 10 seconds. I think some of them are like a minute and a half.
Really?
I think so.
Well, we made money off of the auction where the station gave us $15,000 to auction off.
Mm-hmm.
And we made $8,000 off of that. I guess we could try it for a month, see how it rolls.
Yeah.
Since nobody likes to pay for the video stream. Oh, they want to see it. Hate commercials. You realize commercial is what makes it free.
But imagine you're watching the stream, and then in the middle of your show, commercial, and then you don't get that content back, whatever you missed. I can see that being pretty frustrating, even though knowing the commercials pay for it.
Although we store the video, the show every day on RussMartin.fm. So it's the complete show. And we're not charging any extra for that. We just put that on there for free.
Right.
I don't know. Alfie, did you find out what a round-trip ticket to New York cost?
I looked up Southwest Airlines. Their one-a-getaway thing. It's about $700 round-trip.
Oh.
That's maxing out everything. Like their most expensive flight time.
What does that mean?
It can get a lot cheaper from there. I mean, cheapest, she could probably get it done for $300.
Yeah, but what time's that flight leave?
I think it was like 6:10.
That's not that bad. Right, PM or AM?
AM.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. We'll see if we can pull all this together, because right now everybody's, only because Bob Pittman sent out an email, I want Russ to do a show from New York. It's like scrambling fighter pilots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Engineers running in different directions. Do we have a studio here? Because just because it's a corporate studio, corporate offices doesn't mean there's studios there. It's like, you know, corporate offices for IBM. It doesn't mean they make anything there. It's just corporate offices,
right? And if we're gonna do it, then we obviously need to figure out if we're actually gonna go on the 23rd.
Well, I don't think we're going to make the 23rd.
Okay.
Unless that's just the day that Mr. Pittman wants it.
And if that's the case, and I'm sure he usually gets what he wants.
Well, what if I don't want to go on the 23rd?
Please don't do that.
Yeah, because didn't Pittman say something about not liking to wait?
Yeah.
In one of his... Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, one of them just said, I can't wait. I'm just wondering if they have to fire me in person, and that's why they want to fly me up there.
What? No.
That's my thinking.
I don't think you'd have to go to New York for that. I think that if it had to be, Pittman would just come here and do it, or he would just tell someone else to do it.
Okay. It just seems odd, and we've covered this before, out of all the stations, and as big as iHeart is, probably one of the biggest broadcasters in the world, if you tack all the radio stations over 850, then the iHeart apps, billboards, and whatever the hell else we own.
I
and he focuses on one show and he says, I can't wait.
Yeah, see, I don't think companies usually let the person, if you were going to be fired, they're not going to let you pick your date.
Yeah.
And pay for you and your friend to go somewhere on the company dime.
I'm just wondering if they want us to do one day or the entire week. Because for everything they're having to set up, it doesn't seem to make sense to me just to do one day.
It is a lot to go through for one day. You're right about that. So that's something else we need to... These are all things we should probably talk about. Do you want to do more than one day?
If they've got a studio set up exactly the way that we need, I don't see a problem. I already found a dog sitter.
So we could go Saturday to Saturday.
Yeah, if that's what Mr. Pittman prefers. What about you, Kenzie, and your classes?
I'll be just fine.
Okay, you can miss those for that, but not for here.
Yeah.
Wait, what? It's amazing
how that works.
I think my spring break is that week. I know it's coming up.
Yeah, but we don't know if we're going to go on the 23rd.
We may end up having to go during your finals.
Well, I can...
Well, actually, do you have classes in May?
I think just the beginning of May. Maybe to the 5th, maybe?
Okay, because I asked them if we could push this off to May.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they pull all this off, I'm going to have the Batmobile transported to New York City. And then we will cruise Gotham.
Oh, my gosh. I'll miss school. It's okay. I can.
School, I'm dropping the out.
I will make it up. I will talk to my teachers, say it's a work thing, and they'll totally understand.
Kenzie, your spring break, I think, is next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
As often as you say you have to go to class, shouldn't you know that?
Well, they don't tell. Well, it's in the syllabus.
Which you never look at.
They don't tell us what days we have to be there. I just show up, and if everybody's there, I figure it's the right day.
Well, I knew it was coming up because we've been having midterms, but I didn't know it was next week. I thought it was in 2 weeks.
So good news. Spring break next week, possibly.
All right.
When they say we had midterms, I thought they meant I was going to have my period in the middle of the month.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just hit the mic.
Yeah. Say it, Dan.
Sorry. Careful, Kenzie. We just put that there.
Y'all are mean.
Oh, please. I headbutt my microphone once a week.
That's why Dan has that line prepared.
Uh-huh. I've been doing it for years. Hey, what's going on?
Alfie, what's line two?
He's calling about our transportation in New York.
Yes, Manny.
Yeah, hey, if Mr. Pittman wants everything, why don't he see if you get a corporate jet for them to fly y'all all together?
I don't know that iHeart has a corporate jet.
Ooh. They got to have something as big as a company is.
Mm-hmm.
You know they do.
Yeah, right? I'm not getting on a private jet.
Ooh, yeah.
Why not?
Uh-uh. Why? Too many people die in private jets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, Bob, you have a good one, but try it out.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think the track record of success is much better on the commercial side of things. It's when you get one group of people in a small aircraft, it has a tendency to drop out of the sky.
And it seems to be with celebrities, and I think we're just close enough to where we'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know. We were even talking about that on the air. We'd all die except for Kenzie, but she would carry on with the Russ Martin Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It would be the new Leonard Skinner with Kenzie.
What? I would keep the name.
That's what troubles us.
Oh. Wait.
And I would get my friend Scab or Shreddy or whatever his name is. And he would be the new yeah.
And then our other buddy Puss.
Oh my gosh.
And Muco Seal. So, let me check my email, because they were going to check. And you know, when they say they're going to check on something, when I said, see if we can move this to May, you know, I'm going to get a pretty quick response.
Yeah, I think most of it would just be just checking Mr. Pittman's schedule.
I did get a quote on what it's going to cost to transport the Batmobile back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, is this Erica at Jordan's Towing that's helping with this?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Even though they don't do it, she was checking their connections.
Exactly. She's contacting brokers that they know.
$326. What point did she give you the quote?
She gave it to me, I guess, right before the show started.
Okay. Well, this one's a follow-up. Spoke with one company that may be the best as far as that automobile company I spoke with could move the car alone enclosed instead of in a trailer with other cars. Maybe a little more money, but I think they could accommodate you better. Well, that's kind of what I'd like is somebody.
You want dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it in a full hauler?
The amount she quoted me was $4,500 round trip. That was on the high end, she said.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of surprised. I thought it was going to be higher. I was kind of expecting more like the $2,500 to $3,000 one way.
I was expecting about $5,000 each way.
Okay.
Can we all dress up in the Batmobile? Seriously.
We are not. No, you can't.
We will be YouTube sensations.
I just think the Batmobile in New York City.
Yeah, but especially if Batman's driving and Batman in the passenger
seat. I will not wear the costume in that car.
Or Catwoman.
You'll be in New York. Might as well. What
come
the hell?
Come on, Russ. Man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Dan, help me.
This is not one of those times I'm going to dogpile, because I'm not going to be in that car.
Dan can be Robin.
I'd like hell.
I can be...
That was an agreement I made with myself when I got the Batman outfit, the 66 Batman outfit, along with a car. I went, I will not wear the two together.
Mm-mm.
That's why there are. That's why there are no pictures of me in the outfit in the car. That's just. That's too fanatical.
Do you know how many hits we'd get on YouTube?
I just think the car going through New York City, possibly with, you know, NYPD escort. That would be cool.
Oh, wow. That would be very cool. But it would be very, very cool if we were dressed up like Batman and Robin and Catwoman and Joker or Penguin or Ivy Girl.
That's Batman's worst nemesis of all, Ivy Girl.
Chloe can be the Ivy Girl.
Bitch gives me the itches. Okay. Well, no responses. Thank you to Eric at Jordan's Towing for the help. What?
Emails from people. Man, I got an El Camino that I had converted. I'll take that sumbitch up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for $5,000?
I'll haul her up there and back. If you won't, I'll just drive the damn thing. Oh, Jesus. I got a driver's license.
I'll drive it.
Whoa. See, it's almost like she wants you to swear at her.
I knew that was going to happen.
Exactly.
That was my plan.
That car is... I can't think of who I've ever let... Did anybody drive it? No.
I don't blame you.
It's too hard to drive. You have too many blind spots, and you have people that like to set in your blind spots to take pictures of the car.
Yeah.
And with that arch that goes over the top with all the controls that just blocks everything.
Yeah, it's really just a major pain in the ass. I mean, why you even have it?
I have to. I'm Batman.
There you go. You love that car. But even, and I've said this to you before, when you years ago when you got one or two Batmobiles, I would never want to drive that thing.
No, I remember one time we were somewhere, forgot the situation, but you said, hey, can you jump in and back it up like 3 feet?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Oh, you got it. No.
Nope, not going to happen. You bought it, you move it. Because that way, if you ding it, you did it. I can't even fathom what the backlash would be. It just if one little scratch.
And where are you going to send it if you get it into a major crash?
Exactly.
I mean, it's built on a Ford platform. Do I send it over to a Ford dealership?
No, really. This is a Ford. They're not going to believe you.
I could call Sal at Townie's Collision, but he just likes to say no to me a lot. I don't want the responsibility for that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. We need a break again, don't we? Then we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, here we go, Alfie.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Damn it. I blew the legal ID. 405, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
For the check on traffic, Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Starting off in Dallas, eastbound 20, just before 45. Road construction has the right lane shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Houston School Road. In Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. In Irving, westbound 114, right at O'Connor, got an accident there. Your backup is back from Loop 12, Baltimore Walker. And in Fort Worth, southbound 287, between Harmon and 35W, highway shut down due to road construction. Traffic's backed up back from FM 156. To hold that load be high, I. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Bank of Texas. Cloudy tonight, rain and a low of 48. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 53. Right now, 52, but 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Eagle ever play this song?
Oh, yeah. I remember us playing it some when we were on mornings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know when I owned Russ Martin Automotive, they had it just on one of their iPods, whatever. Mm-hmm. It would play it through the shop speakers. And I think it's got some ugly language in it.
It does. Yeah.
I don't know the lyrics, but I think the F word's in there.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's a strongly worded song.
Well, why would you want to f*** her if she's a crazy bitch? What's the name of the song?
Crazy Bitch.
Oh. Well, it's pretty much comprehensive.
It is.
I think if I ever get married, that's what I want playing as we're walking down the aisle.
Get married to Valerie?
And a boy close.
I said walking.
As opposed to Valerie, where it would be...
Levitation.
That's yeah. Right. Wow. She looks like an angel. I love you, Valerie.
You got her pissed off enough, and you can make that train as long as you want to. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean a wedding gown train. I mean like Union Pacific.
Yeah. Cross country.
Okay. You got audio? What do you want to start with?
Yeah. I had this for a couple of days. Haven't had a chance to play it yet. Cut number three. This is a video of what?
Nothing. I was just thinking of different reasons Kenzie would come up with not being able to go to New York. Because when we brought it up yesterday, Alfie said almost, I wish we had the clip. He said, here's how she's going to react. Yes, 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 yes. Absolutely. I want to go. Mm-hmm. There'll be no. I won't have any excuses.
Well, wait a minute. Do they sell like old Roy in New York City? Because that's what I eat.
They might have it, but in New York is going to cost a lot more.
Matt, I'd like to, but I'm trying to perfect making toast.
Toast?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem like something that would take a long time to perfect. That should be pretty quick.
Do I have to get shots before I go to New York City?
No.
I don't, and I'm not going to that Times Square. I don't want that big ball falling on my head.
Kenzie, it's not up right now. That's only around New Year's.
Oh. Well, I know I was supposed to get on the plane today, but my pen ran out of ink.
You don't need a pen.
But I have to have a pen with ink.
We have pens. Alfie's got pens. You can use one of Alfie's Sharpies.
Didn't the toilets in that time zone, don't they flush in the opposite direction?
Can't believe you're in college. While New York is north of us, it is not in a different hemisphere.
I thought they flush in different directions.
That's the urban legend for Australia, which is in the southern hemisphere.
Okay. But if that's the week that the McRib comes out, I'm not gone.
They'll have the McRib in New York as well.
ago, I lost my ticket in a tic-tac-toe game with a chicken.
Well, that I got nothing. I guess you're not going.
There's just so many things that happened to me. I was supposed to, like, go to New York before.
Really?
But I got trapped in a museum, and everything came to life.
Did it really?
And the T-Rex stole my money. Plus, I'm supposed to audition for an overnight show on the 1190 that Bigfoot offered me.
Really?
He offered me a Fresca.
I'm sorry, what was the audio you got?
Cut three is, this was popular just because it's a baby and babies doing things just makes women go crazy. This baby sounds like sort of like a evil genius or like a villain in a movie when it laughs.
Something else has gone viral.
Yeah.
Is that looped or is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I had actually watched to study it as well. It's like, okay, yeah, that's looped. I'm just making sure.
It's even looped. It's creepy.
It is very creepy. It's got a little baby-sized white mask on half its face.
It is. Of all the stupid things that we do, and we can't figure out some video to go viral, because there seems no rhyme, no reason. There's no template. It's just... Cats seem to be the big thing, but they got to be doing something different now because you've got cats doing almost everything on the internet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could see a cat doing origami. People are like, big deal. Seen it.
I'm surprised this hasn't, I don't know if it's helped or hurt America's Funniest Videos.
It's still on, so.
They relish it. They'll actively search out YouTube users that have stupid videos and
actually I guess it makes sense. It would make their job easier.
Exactly.
Because it used to be, send in your big ass VHS tape to the show. Now they can just go online and be like, hey, can we use your thing? They say sure, they upload it right then.
Do they get paid?
Yeah, they'd have to. Yes. Unless they just give them a waiver. Oh yeah, I'd like to be on.
Yeah. But I think they still did the competition. They had today's best whatever.
Have you seen the new funniest video show with that big hulky black guy?
Oh, yeah, Terry Crews. I think it's on Friday nights. I forget what network. I'm going to assume NBC. Is it Fox? Okay, it's Fox. Actually, Tone, our buddy Tone Bell, he was on either the first or second episode.
I watched the first one. I think they call it America's Funniest Fails or something.
World's Funniest Fails.
It's horrible.
It didn't look great. Although it has top-notch, has usually a top-notch panel of comedians commenting on the videos. I haven't seen the show. I've just looked up on Fridays and seen it on in here.
Go back. I think it's on Hulu. Go back and watch the first one.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Oh, poor show.
Does Tone have anything to do with it, or he was just on it?
He was just on it.
Well, I didn't see him on the first one.
It must have been on one of the first few. Because I remember, actually, the last time he was here in studio, he mentioned that he was going to be on. I just don't remember which episode.
Okay. What else you got?
I've also got The Bachelor last night was The Women Tell All. Or as my wife and I have renamed it, Women Try to Explain Their Crazy. Last night, though, it was real big because it's Women Tell All, and what that usually means is, in addition to dumping on Chris for dumping them, they also have it out with each other. So, in this clip, two women criticize Kelsey. Kelsey is the one from Austin who had the dead husband and used that to her advantage during the show. And they criticize her for it.
Is it cut one?
It's cut nine.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nine. I see it.
That's Can I just say she is one of the most calculated people, Kelsey, I've ever met. I mean, I've really, literally never met someone so fake in my entire life. And I have to say, as someone who's been through something also very tragic, I would have never used something that happened to me to say that I deserve love more than anybody else here. I wouldn't be condescending. I wouldn't be rude. There's a reason why you're not friends with these people. There's a reason.
My mom and I were watching it, and she was really offended. You know, my dad dropped dead as well, running. And my mom just couldn't fathom the, you know, how you were on the show, and it kind of just made us think that that was a tool to get the rose, and you were just felt threatened that you were going to go home. But if you're still grieving, I just don't know why you put yourself on the show.
Sure. Right. I agree.
How long since her husband had died?
Year and a half. It was a year and a half from apparently when he died to when they, I guess, they started filming.
How long the marriage was, relationship?
A few years. It wasn't, you know, they're both in their 20s, so. Or she was.
You can't tell somebody, all right, it's time to move on. Maybe she thought being on the show, I don't know the chick. Maybe she thought being on the show would be a distraction.
And that is possible. But the biggest problem she ran into was that these women are right when she came across as, I may not be getting a rose tonight, so I need to go tell Chris, I have a dead husband. And then I'll get a sympathy rose. And that's what happened. And that's why all the women feel like she used it as a tool. In addition to the fact she was a condescending bitch to everybody. And at a certain, you can have a very sad situation, but and people will feel sorry for you eventually. But if you're an awful person, you're still going to be an awful person. And especially if you act like one to other people. And then you act surprised when they tell you, you're being awful to us. I can't believe you're attacking me.
And they don't do this in reverse. They don't get all the guys together from The Bachelorette.
No, they do.
And you have guys bagging on other guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'd whoop somebody's ass verbally.
That's why you would be a fascinating candidate for the show.
I wouldn't be on it long.
Doesn't matter.
Whether I was as The Bachelor or one of the guys on The Bachelorette.
I think you would stand a better...
I want a rose. You give me a rose, and I'm going to hit you in the freaking mug with it.
I think you would actually stand a better chance of getting on the show if you were to try for The Bachelorette and be one of the 25 guys. I would prefer to see you as The Bachelor, but they always end up... You know, The Bachelor, I don't think they've had a Bachelor over 35.
They need a senior. Man, it hurts to say that.
Oh God, I saw that pain in your face.
They need a senior version of The Bachelor.
Don't say senior. Just say
mature.
Yeah, mature, older.
You're not a senior.
Yeah, close enough. If I'm old enough to be in AARP, I'm considered a senior. But, yeah, I don't want a bunch of other, you know, I don't want to see a 54-year-old woman vying for my attention.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I take the roses and just create a bonfire. All right, ain't nobody getting shit.
You put about your feet, light yourself on fire.
You bring somebody back that looks doable. I am not doing all these postmenopausal women who don't take care of themselves.
The reason why I want to see you on this is because so many of the guys, especially on like right now, The Bachelor, where it's just the guy and the 25 women. Chris, the current guy, doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So he's super nice about when he dumps them. He's like, I'm really sorry. And, you know, it's just a really tough situation. He's going about it. Some like the last couple of people he sent away, he's like, I'm not even sure if this is the right decision, but this is just the decision that I've made. I could be wrong. I don't know.
And that may be under the producer's direction of, okay, Think of this as a superhero movie. You are the superhero, mm-hmm. so you need to be the compassionate one. All the other chicks are your nemesis or nemesi.
Nemesis.
Nemesis?
Yeah.
Thanks for correcting me again.
You had that look in your face like, is that right? That's a different look.
And you know what word comes after that?
Yes, I do. To give you an example, cut one. This was last week's episode, which was the fantasy dates. And Becca had something very important to tell Chris.
Okay.
I have been a little bit nervous to bring it up just because it is a big deal. And it's something that I want to talk about and not just kind of skim over.
She a tranny?
I don't think so.
Because I know if we get in the hot tub together, you expect for there only to be one in there. But I don't want you to shut me out just because I'm a tranny. Mm-hmm. Just think of me as having all the options.
No, it's a different route that she goes.
Because I went on that show, Bling My Chick,
mm-hmm.
and they gave me a winner.
Wow.
But right underneath it is the good thing.
You just got to like lift it.
Yeah. And then I still have the hoo-ho. Oh. So I have like everything. I come fully loaded.
Yes, you do.
Her secret. See, I had a chick do that to me one time. I'm just trying to think what it could be. Because I had a chick one time said, this was right before we were going to have sex for the first time. I need to let you know something.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I think I've told this story before. It's like, oh, no. I wasn't really worried about STD because until everybody gets blood test, everybody wears condoms.
Mm-hmm.
She gets one, I get one, and then we wrap each other in bubble wrap. Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Anyway, that chick, she goes, I have a tattoo in my bikini area. Well, that's it. Nothing else. You're not going to pull your panties down. Something's going to flop out at me.
That's not that either.
Why would you think that would be a problem? Well, I think I heard you had an issue with tattoos. It's just chicks that have run out of skin, and they just keep getting tattoos. That was the only one she had in the bikini area. It was some kind of sun.
Symbol?
Some sun thingy, or I don't know, somebody from Masonic Lodge. I forget what.
Like a tribal kind of thing?
I don't know. I just remember like kind of a crescent moon or, I don't know, it looks like it could have been a wind chime.
A dream catcher, perhaps?
Possibly. But it was maybe the size of a silver dollar. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, that's no big deal.
Had to scare me about that.
Yeah, that's.
Okay. So the chick's not a tranny?
No, not a tranny.
Not post-op?
Not a post-op that I'm aware of.
She have an STD?
No.
Currently married?
No.
Do they normally conceal it if they have kids?
The producers leave that up to the women to, they may know, but it's up to the women to tell Chris.
All right. All right. I'm going with that.
Kid?
Yeah.
Got it.
But I am a virgin.
Yeah, I was on the wrong end of that one. Why is that important?
Because at this point, she is one of three girls left. It's fantasy suite date night. I'm sorry. There's three girls left. It's fantasy suite date. And sometimes there are expectations in going into the fantasy suite. And she has been slower to open up to Chris, unlike the other women. So she needs to tell him, hey, FYI, I'm a virgin. I'm planning on waiting. So I feel you need to know this before we go anywhere.
There will be no sex? Is that where she was going with it?
She didn't outright say that. She's leaving that door open, but she's telling him, just FYI, if something happens here, you're going to be the guy.
And you'll probably hear it, because it'll sound like a can of Pabst Blue Ribbon opening. Oh my God. When you pop it.
I am a virgin.
Never easy to respond to.
Woo!
That's a
hella sign. Yeah. Woo, man.
Yeah, you don't want to be the, if you have no intentions of being with them for a long time, you don't want to take that.
No. Even though that in your mind before you figured she's not a virgin and you were willing to do really mean things to her and against her afterward, I'll call you, whatever. Yeah, but all of a sudden she says you're a virgin, just instantly your good guy thing goes off and like, oh crap, now I can't.
Never easy to respond to
that. I know.
Stuff, but I respect that in a lot of ways. And
I'm a virgin. Is that my phone?
Usually is.
Damn it.
Anything good?
I don't know. I don't recognize the number. The only reason I'll leave it on is if the alarm company calls. Hello? Hello? I just says I missed it. I get a lot of those. Rings a couple of times and then just drops. Mostly it's out of state. Those are scams.
Yeah.
I'm a virgin. Well, that's okay. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen.
No, this chick's 26.
Yeah, but did you check her driver's license? I see you brought wine coolers and a condom. Mm-hmm. And what's the cat for?
It's always that damn cat.
Do you have a seat right there?
I really respect her.
Aren't you on the wrong network?
No kidding.
Would be lying if I said that doesn't... That it surprises me. And, I think that says a lot of who you are, and
thank you.
That's the honest to God truth, and that's like I'm really more interested in like figuring out if this is gonna work.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And that's the most important thing to me.
Me too. I'm so relieved and so happy. I could not have planned for his response to be better. His response is perfect.
It says a lot about you. And she's 26?
26.
I got a line, but I can't think of the guy's name. Stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum.
Anyone? I couldn't remember it.
You know the rhyme?
Yeah, it sounds kind of stuck in his thumb, I came a plum.
Not Peter Piper, is it?
No. I got it if you want.
Is it?
Little Jack Horner.
Jack Horner.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to you. Little Jack Horner, I'm going to stick in my thumb and pull out the cherry.
Hey, it still worked.
Yay. Yeah. Defibbed another bit.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
4:39. Time for another check on traffic. Listen, Alfie Coy is in KEGL Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Siegel. Traffic brought to you by Geico. Started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, just before I-45. Road construction there has a 2 right lane shut down. They're out there doing emergency pothole repair that has traffic backed up back from Polk Street. Also in Dallas, north of I-35, right at 67, got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic's backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter. Moving into Corinth, northbound I-35E between Corinth Parkway and Post Oak Drive. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to Swisher Road. And in Fort Worth, southbound 287 between Harmon Road and 35W. That part of the highway is shut down due to some road construction going on. Traffic there is backed up back to FM 156, about a 15-minute delay through that. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, weather brought to you by Whataburger. Tonight, cloudy and rainy, a low of 48. Tomorrow, more rain with a high of 53. Right now, it is 52 at 97.1 Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
What?
Oh, I just realized this karaoke version. It sounds like the girls are singing Monday Morning.
No, it's Moni, Moni.
I know that's what it's supposed to be. I'm just saying it also sounds like they're singing Monday Morning.
Yes. Monday Morning. I got over the weekend. It's Monday Morning. Walk of shame time. I just got... Hey, dude.
Mm-hmm. Walking into Quick Trip, ready to get a donut and a coffee.
Monday morning.
Pack of smokes. Monday morning.
I forgot who originally did that song. Tommy. It's not. Yeah, Billy the Kid.
Billy Idol.
No, that's a remake. I want to say it was Tommy James and Sean. Tommy James. Do you know that?
Alfie's also nodding his head, but yeah, I believe that's right. Sean Dales.
Tommy James and the Shondells, yeah.
Shondells or Shontalls?
Shondells.
That's what I thought, just making sure.
He was staying someplace, and he looked out the window. He's trying to come up with the name of a song, and he saw across the street, Mutual of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he just took the letters.
Gotcha.
What?
That's awesome.
I know old stuff. See, old people have old stories.
What else do you know? Oh, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Do you know how AC/DC got its name?
They play electric guitars?
No.
They're not bisexual?
No.
I figure it's because Angus was born out of an electric socket.
No, but it has to do with Angus, sort of.
What?
His sister was sewing him that suit that he wears for the band. And on the sewing machine, it had the letters AC/DC. And so he came to check on his outfit, and he was like, oh, my gosh, AC/DC.
I heard that.
Yeah. The type of sewing machine or brand or
something. All right, let me ask you this. Who won the Civil War?
I hate you.
That is nowhere near the correct answer. I don't know why you're looking at me as if I'm about to give you help on this. These are things you should know.
I wouldn't even ask you what year. Where was the Civil War?
A lot of places.
Pick a couple.
Over there.
Yeah. I remember the Civil War Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
The Civil War was the war between the Confederates
and
the oh my gosh, the Confederates and the other ones, the blue ones, oh my god,
the Smurfs.
No.
Blue Angels.
You know, at least she got Confederate out of it. Yeah. We played.
No, this is going to bother me.
Well, we played a clip yesterday. There was some chick. Here, I'll play the beginning of this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Courtney Plunk with Polytech. We're here on our home campus at Texas Tech to see just how much our fellow students know about their country. Let's find out if we're politically challenged. What is your name and major?
Leon V. Hill in psychology.
Jonathan Barnes, and I'm a sports management major.
Allison Eden, and I'm a pre-nursing major.
I'm Mitchell Johnson, and my major is human sciences.
Ryan in clinical psychology.
I'm Marissa, and I'm a psychology major.
Who won the Civil War?
Who won the Civil War?
Put your phone down.
I was Googling it.
Put it down.
Face down.
I couldn't find it.
I'm not sure what.
I just clicked search.
We did? The South?
Like the one in 1965 or what Civil War?
Who won it?
Who was even in it?
Do you know who was in the Civil War?
She got half.
I mean, I know it was like the North versus the South.
Okay, that's more than they got.
The Northern.
Mm-hmm.
So who won the Civil War?
The Northern part. The Northern part did. Not the Confederates lost.
Okay.
Was it?
No.
What was the other one called? It's gonna the Union. Yep. Something
of the snake.
Confederates versus Union something.
Union Tower.
No.
It was the Confederates and the Union.
Oh, that's what I said.
Not exactly.
you said Union something.
I was close. I thought it was called something else.
Because I remember in the Gettysburg Address and President Booby Humps. When he said, us in the Union something or other against the Confederates.
I thought it was something else for some reason. Never mind. I was close.
I'm sure.
All I know is we won 4-7 because he said 4 score.
and 7 years ago.
Now, they may have taken the people out that got it right, but almost everybody they used in this, nobody.
The one chick gets at the end, she gets it right.
Who was in it? Just tell me who was in it.
Ooh, I don't know.
Why you make me do this?
Who won the Civil War? Oh my God. Wait, I'm drawing a blank. It's one of those things. I feel like I'm on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
America? I don't know.
That's the Confederates, right?
Dang it.
I have no clue.
The Union. The North. Yes. Okay.
All right, I'll ask you the second question. Who is the current vice president of the U.S.?
Biden?
I'm so happy.
For extra points, what's his first name?
Joe.
That it? They only asked him a couple of questions?
What was that?
The other one was, and who was, Snooki is from where?
Do what?
Snooki.
Oh, is she from Jersey? New Jersey? Mm-hmm.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore?
Everybody got that one right. The rest of them, they blew.
And who is Brad Pitt married to?
Angelina Jolie.
And who was he married to before her?
Jennifer Aniston.
They got those.
Man, you're right. Ugh.
Hey, I knew Joe Biden, Dan, okay?
Step back.
Pardon me.
Hang on, Tom Brokaw is on CBS right now.
Oh, good.
I just looked up.
Announced that his cancer is in remission. The classic Oreo is changing from black and white to pink and blue.
Well, it's not an Oreo.
Mm-hmm. I know it's going to change around so many of my jokes.
Well, I know it's going to piss a bunch of racists off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Pink and blue. That's going to make it so much harder to be disparaging.
I didn't know that Brokaw had cancer to begin with.
Yeah, he'd been battling, I would say about a year or so, something like that. Yeah, but I guess now it's in remission. Good for him. I bet he must be so excited.
I'm very excited that my cancer is going into remission after months and months of radiation. After they shot beams at me. I'm happy to announce that it is going into remission. I'm very happy. I say pray to God.
That's fantastic news. So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to Disneyland. I was thinking about teaching a speech course. for young broadcasters who are looking to get into radio. Or television.
Well, I said I was going to stop doing bro call when a chick called up a couple of weeks ago and said my bro call sucked.
That didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. You imagine that.
No, I believe as...
I think I was here for that.
No, no, that's some crazy woman. No one knows who that is.
No, she likes Luke Ryan, but she said my Tom Brokaw sucked.
She don't know what she's talking about. Mm-mm. She probably didn't even really know who Tom Brokaw is.
How can I anybody know who I am? Was I on NBC Nightly News for over 3 decades?
Some people just live in their own little, you know,
show. I don't know who you are.
You know who Tom Brokaw is?
I do now because he was on the TV.
You had never seen me on television before?
Nope. I think Family Guy's imitated you before, though.
Yes, they have a couple times.
No, last night I was the host of the Family Feud.
Oh, you were? Really?
Yes.
He also hosted...
Only the syndicated version. What else did I host?
You also hosted, in the 30 years, all the presidential election coverage, including the NBC election coverage, his last go-around, even after he would left the nightly news desk.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to stay in the business to be able to feel like I still could contribute to society. I was also on the day of the original 9/11.
That's right. You were on the air for hours that day.
That was a long day.
I imagine.
By the end of the day, all I could remember was just whoosh, boom, buildings go down.
And that was because of why? You had something under the desk, I thought.
Connie's chunk.
that or alcohol, yeah.
Whiskey?
Yeah. Scotch.
Did you say Shasta?
Scotch.
Oh. I love Shasta.
Do you?
There used to be a jingle. I wish I knew it. I want a Shasta. No, it was not alcohol. It was Connie Chung.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just figured
it was Connie Chung?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured a long day like that, you probably would have had to have a couple of drinks.
He was. By the end of the day, I truly felt bad for him because they kept spelling the news anchors. Spelling means relieving, Kenzie. And Brokaw just...
They made him spell before they could go on the air.
But Brokaw stayed on all day.
I don't think he went off the air until, I want to say like around 6 or 7. So like he stayed on and then went through his normal nightly news deal because that was 5:30, and then maybe they took him off after that and brought in somebody else.
Okay. We got about a minute. What do you want?
I guess we can do birthdays.
I see you planned ahead for the day.
Not a whole lot of audio today.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of anything today.
No, I don't know if it was just because of the Netanyahu speech, which is all any of the news sites wanted to talk about or cover today.
You kind of sound like Schwarzenegger when you said Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. He talked to Congress.
He talked to Gumbies?
No, you idiot. He talked to Congress.
Gummies?
Congress, man.
Oh.
Congress.
Why was Netanyahu talking to Congress?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
All right. He's trying to convince Congress to go against. He wants the deal that's currently on the table being negotiated between Iran and President Obama. He says is not good enough. It's just going to be a path to Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and they need a better deal. He's had a lot of bad deal, need a good deal, better deal than this deal. And he also said the bomb a lot.
And this all has to do with the U.S., trying to take global control of nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We're trustworthy. You're not.
Yes, and that's in essence, you know, it's basically, we're on the same side as Israel, but their prime minister, Netanyahu, wants tighter restrictions against Iran.
I mean, I'm glad that we're in control of most of the nuclear arsenal on the planet. But how do you argue it if the other country says, who died and left you in charge?
It is kind of it's a very, you know, hypocritical stance, but that's where the United Nations comes into play. It's not just America on acting on its own. All of our allies are doing it as well. And it also happens to be that most of those allies have nuclear weapons as well, and we're all like a big bad bully club. But still.
But we don't use them.
No. But ultimately, we don't want Iran having them, because if Iran has them, then they're going to use them. And they're going to use them indiscriminately.
And then we're going to have to use ours to flatten them out.
Pretty much.
So was there anything else that Schwarzenegger was pissed off about?
I'm sick. I'm sick of emails from him asking if I Netanyahu. It's terrible.
I use AOL.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
504, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 just before I-45. Road construction there. Still has those two right lanes shut down. They're out there doing emergency pothole repair. Traffic's backed up back to Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at 67. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic's still in winding back from Loop 12 and Ledbetter. Still in Dallas, northbound on the tollway, right at Harvest Hill, just before 635. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there's backed up all the way back to Harry Hines. About a 20-minute delay through that. In Corinth, northbound I-35 between Corinth Parkway and Post Oak. That part of the highway has been reopened. Traffic there's unwinding back from Swisher Road from that earlier accident. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 287 between Harmon and 35W. That part of the highway is completely shut down now. Traffic is backed up. Back from FM 156, they're out there doing road construction. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 12:25 for a shot for a pair of tickets to go to the Good Guys Car Show March 20th or the 22nd at a TMS. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
That's a blast from the past.
Sorry.
Eagle weather brought to you by Power Plate. Tonight, cloudy, rainy, a low of 48. Tomorrow, more rain, a high of 53. Right now, 54 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What do they want?
He was wanting to know if Kenzie knows what 4 score and 7 means.
How many years is 4 score and 7?
Well, isn't the quote 4 score and 7 years?
Yes. How many years is 4 score and 7 years?
I don't know. Is the 4 even referring to years?
Yes. A score is a unit of measurement, time measurement.
I don't even remember what that's...
You know what it's from?
No.
Is it that from that guy on the penna?
Is it... Abe? It's not Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought it was George Washington.
No, Washington's on the
dollar.
He ain't on a coin.
Was he talking about?
But he's on the quarter.
No.
Was that said when he abolished slavery?
How many years is 87?
I don't know.
I don't even remember that.
11? I mean, I don't know.
It's 87.
Oh.
The score is 20 years?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why he decided to become verbose, he could have just said, 87 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the style of the time, and definitely not someone that was such an accomplished public speaker. Hell, even when you go back and read letters, whether it's Abraham Lincoln or, like yesterday, a buddy of mine, every year he posts basically the Declaration of Independence for Texas from Mexico, and you read how people wrote 170 years ago, and you're just floored. And you see how we all write today, and...
Well, there's a difference between writing a document that is supposed to be official and formal.
True.
And texting.
That is true. However, even if
it's
you
It's not
just,
like he said, you know, during the Emancipation Proclamation, he said, you know, paraphrasing, all the slaves will be freed, LOL.
Emoji rock fingers.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I mean, even correspondence, letters back then, that the form of texting back then was even really, really nice. Everyone knew how to write. Now everything, just because communication is so much shorter, it doesn't have to be as drawn out. So, yeah, everything just gets shortened up.
But, again, you're talking about a presidential address as opposed to just somebody writing a letter to somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Even people just writing a letter to each other.
We don't think Lincoln used that in letters to other people. Hey, remember 83 years ago when we got it on?
He might have gone that route.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
The score is 20 years.
Got it.
So 87 years is how many?
47?
God.
Wait. 84.
It just happened.
I know. I said 47. Is that
like,
wrong?
Like 2 minutes ago, he told you what a score was worth.
He said a score was 20.
Right.
Okay, so 84.
Oh, 87. So I'm confused. 87?
Say I'm confused again.
No. 87. Each score is 20 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Do they make you take history in college? I don't know. I like to put it.
It's like politics. Like, you have to have a history credit, but you don't have to take history. You could take a plethora of things.
Do you know what a plethora is?
A variety.
I took
history.
No.
And politics for my credits.
So if someone said I had a plethora of gifts.
It's a variety. I use that word all the time. A plethora is like...
Is it that between the vulva and the clitoris?
Many options. Many, many things.
Dan, you want to take over with a plethora?
It's not a variety of things.
It's many things.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
A variety?
Yeah, because there's a difference between plethora and myriad.
Okay, I don't even know what a myriad is, but
it's just myriad.
Variety?
It's the things that the Egyptians built.
Okay, variety? There's a variety of potato chips at the store. You're looking at the wall of all the different kinds of potato chips. Oh my goodness, look at the plethora of chips. Same thing.
No, because if you said that, I would assume you meant, look at how many chips there are. You would say, to you, your definition, the variety of chips.
Now, a variety could just be, let's say chips only came in 4 flavors, and you had 4 bags of chips, all different flavors. You could go, that's a variety, but you would not have a plethora of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's basically the same thing.
Basically,
it's a bunch of things, like a bunch of things. Many choices. Plethora.
So, let's say I had a plethora of sweaters.
Oh, my God.
You getting a text from somebody?
No, my computer's locked up. So I'm just going to pull up the definition just so I can make her feel better. Like, we're not lying to you.
No, I know what a plethora is, though. It's a bunch of different things.
It's a large quantity of things. They don't have to be
different. That's what I said.
No, it doesn't have to be different.
I didn't say it had to be different.
Yes, you said a variety.
No, I said I never said plethora had to be different things.
You said a variety of things, which is,
well, I think
by definition,
variety and plethora are similar. I think it's similar.
No, they're not.
Plethora
they are
is
not,
a bunch
they're
of
not
different
similar.
Things. They are similar.
They are not the same. They are similar.
And I know
that's
what
my
a
mother
is.
Fed me when I was a kid.
A plethora is a bunch of things, a bunch of choices, a bunch of whatever the subject is.
Read it, Dan.
Noun, number one, a large or excessive amount of something. A plethora of committees and subcommittees. Synonyms, excess, overabundant, superabundant, surplus, glut, superfluity, superfluid, profusion. Also used in medicine, an excess of bodily fluid, particularly blood.
That's what I said.
No, you said a variety.
I said it was a bunch of different things. That
but
is
all
exactly
the plethora doesn't have to
read.
Be a bunch of different things.
But Kinsey, if you take different out of your definition, then it's the proper thing.
Okay.
It's just a bunch
it's
of...
It's a bunch of things. That's what I said.
No.
It's like a bunch of sweaters, a plethora of sweaters.
It's all these things that there's lots of in a room. That's a plethora.
Okay. Let's say I had 1,000 balloons in this room.
You have a plethora of balloons.
Would you also call it a variety of balloons?
No, I'm saying
that's because
there's
different.
Well, you could if they were different colors. Yeah, you could.
No, they're all balloons. Now,
but if
you could say I had
variety of different colored balloons.
If
then you
use
could.
That, then you could say that. But that's
y'all are irritating me. It's the same thing. It's very, very similar.
Is this how your classes go at college?
No, but y'all are irritating me because I've been using the word plethora.
You're completely
since I was in, like,
wrong.
Middle school.
Well, possibly
no,
we
I
should.
Haven't.
Yes, yes.
I don't
yes,
use
you,
plethora yes, when yes. I'm talking about variety. I've been using that word for like over 10 years.
Plethora, as in. Many things. They
That's
can
what
be.
I said.
No, you said a bunch of different things.
Oh my God. A bunch of things, a bunch of different things. It can be anything.
Oh, do you know it's anything?
You can have a bunch of junk. If all these different colors, shapes, all these different toys, you could say that's a plethora of toys or a plethora of junk.
If they were all toys, then you could say you had a plethora of toys.
And that's what I said about my history class. They offer all different types of subjects to get your history credit.
That's so a variety of
they
subjects.
They offer it's a not plethora a... of
Now, there could be a large variety
oh my God.
Of subjects,
mm-hmm.
but
which
they
you could
offer
say
10 different
you have
classes.
A plethora of variety.
Yes.
But they offer 10 different history
but
classes.
But you could not have a variety of plethora.
Yes. You can only
Y'all
have,
are wrong.
You can only have a plethora.
There is irritating.
You should learn something from this show.
I,
obviously, they're not teaching you anything at college.
I know what plethora means, or else I wouldn't be using it.
You do
it.
Know. I just read you the definition.
That's what I said.
Nowhere in that definition was
properly.
The used variety in there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not talking about variety. I'm saying a bunch of things.
Well, you said a bunch of different things.
No, it is not. It is not the same thing.
Oh, my God. I'm about to, like...
Different things are not the same.
I know what plethora means, and I used it properly. Thank you.
How many things...
I'm not answering your question.
...would you need to consider it a plethora?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So you don't even know what a plethora is.
Oh, my God. It's a lot.
A lot is how many? Is it?
I don't know.
More than two?
10, 15, 20, 2,000. I don't know the exact exact number.
What if I said I had a plethora of cornucopias?
I just spit.
You're on your own on that one.
So, what is the definition of several?
Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not answering your questions. I know what plethora means, and I used it properly in a sentence, and that is all I care about. Yes, I did. You
could say there is a large variety.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
If there is a large variety.
Yes.
My school offers a plethora of history classes.
That is used properly.
That is correct. If they have that's a bunch of different... No, you said a variety and a plethora of two different things.
No, I didn't say the word variety. When I said the sentence, I said...
A plethora of college, different history classes.
That's what I said.
Which is wrong.
And well, no, now, it's not. That instance, it's... Right, they're all history classes. And
okay, yeah, that
thank
part
you.
So as long as you have a common theme, you can say plethora.
Thank you.
But if they're all different, variety and plethora are not interchangeable.
They're not
unless
all different.
Unless you have a large variety of something, and then you can say I have a plethora
they're
of
similar.
A large variety. They're not.
They are, because they both involve a bunch of different, or a bunch of things. They're
similar. How many things would I have before you consider it a variety?
I have no idea.
Well, then how can you use the word if you don't know?
Four? Because no one knows.
I do.
So there, it says in the definition the exact number that needs to be a variety?
A variety is a...
What is it, then?
Chosen number of things to where it's... Variety is finite.
What's the chosen number, then?
Seven.
Is that right? Did you get that in the Webster?
I don't have to talk to that little black kid.
Good job, Kinsey. That's how you set him up.
At least you figured out what 4 score and 7. How many years?
128. 87.
Yes.
Jerk.
And what did the Emancipation Proclamation do?
Abolished slavery.
Okay.
LOL.
I don't think Lincoln ended that with LOL.
Hey, you made a joke, and I repeated it. Back to you.
And how long did it take before the South alerted the slaves that they were free? Let's say Lincoln said it on a Tuesday. How long do you think it took before we told them? Or just say Texas.
Immediately?
And they would communicate it immediately how?
Well, they'd have to travel.
Like pony text?
It'd have to be spread.
I forget. I think it was at least 2 years.
It was.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Slaves in Texas were not notified of their emancipation for 2 years. That's why in Texas, Juneteenth is celebrated.
What is?
Juneteenth.
That's the day that slaves in Texas were first notified that they had been freed 2 years prior.
What day?
June 19th.
Oh, why'd y'all say Juneteenth?
That's what they call it.
Oh.
That's a day that you would go to the state fair and brag about white power.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Or Fair Park.
Still no. Dead. Yeah.
I didn't know it took 2 years. That's insane.
It was. They were kind of dicky about the whole thing.
No kidding.
Man, I went out the back door of the plantation and went,
you're free.
Sounds like there were a plethora of plantations.
There was a plethora of plantations.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And a plethora of slaves where they just walked out back. I told them they were free. I opened the back door and I went, that's the wrong door.
You guys are free.
What did he say? I don't know. He said, pick faster. Not only do we treat black people poorly as livestock, you couldn't even tell them in a timely fashion that they were free. Mm-mm.
And, of course, one of the other problems is even if a slave saw a posting somewhere in town about the emancipation, most of them couldn't read.
Yeah. Oh.
Or if they could.
Man, that's a trick.
They're
trying to get me to run off.
Why do you think they would do that?
I don't know, just so I could get in trouble again.
Mm. Well, I have it a lot with you.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I'm a cop now.
Oh, that's right.
I'm Officer Lonnie. I get women off. Hang on. Let me find my siren. Mm-mm. They love it when I turn on my siren. Damn. I got the only squad car in the mid-cities. Plays Marvin Gaye. I turn that on and bitches just start pulling over. Now they know it's time for some Officer Lonnie. Because they're going to get that aphrodisiac.
After I said that the other day on the air, I got a text from Officer Lonnie right after it. It just said, wow.
That's pretty solid. Even he's impressed.
I got an email from Valerie.
What'd you do? Oh, yeah, never mind.
I love you too. Dan, I shall let you live.
Whew. Thank goodness.
I'll show you the text. Do not repeat it on the air.
Okay.
But just look with her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Look how I have it labeled.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Actually, you can say that.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's a combination of the two.
I'll let you say it. It's your label and your phone. That and I'm still living.
I don't want her to know that I call her a vunt.
Oh, my. A what?
Vunt. I'll turn the mics off.
I got the second part.
Well, our first name's Valerie.
Oh. Got it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a combo of...
It is. It's a combo
words.
Of her first name.
Bad words, I thought. Mm. It was like...
It's like if you're a smelly bitch, you're a skunt.
Oh.
Skunk.
Got it.
And? Cola?
Unt. I'm scared to say unt.
You can say unt. Unt. A lot of things that, you know.
Unt. Unt.
Runt.
Mm-hmm.
Unt.
Bunt.
UNT.
Yeah.
Unt. I feel dangerous. Unt.
Unt's okay.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. Woo, that's big trouble.
That's when you positively, absolutely got to get rid of every bitch in the room. Just use the word. Wonder why that word is so offensive to them.
The lowest thing to call.
Well, I know, but if they call us, you know, don't ask me why I have to bleep this. They call us a. We don't take offense. It's like, okay, I am one. But if you call them a. That just like letting the out of the bottle.
It's bad.
Like, if you think it's bad if you go into a movie theater and yell fire, why don't you try going to a movie theater and yelling that?
I don't know why.
Or run into a Tupperware party and Ooh. Scream out.
Oh my God.
What are you in for?
Oh man, I'm sorry, brother.
Damn, man, give me knuckles. That takes some big balls to go into a Tupperware party and scream out. Alfie, do I want to take any of these before we break?
Let's see. Line 2 has a question for Kinsey.
All right. Go ahead, Bobby. Bobby. What do you want?
He wanted to know if Kinsey knows what a Fortnite is.
Oh.
See, I don't know. I would just think it would be one night, but it's got to be more than. If you pull a train on a bunch of guys and fort.
Yeah, Fortnite.
What is a Fortnite?
Is it has to do with the moon?
I don't know if it has to do with the moon. I know what it is though.
Yeah,
it's well, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 2 weeks.
I was almost there. I was thinking because I knew that.
No, you didn't know for a score.
No, but I had heard of Fortnite more than I've
heard. Okay, then if you knew Fortnite was 2 weeks, what's Fort Day?
No, I didn't know. I'd heard it before, and I was trying to think what it was.
Okay, well, we'll give you a second chance with Fort Day.
But I don't know Fort Day. I just know Fortnite.
Well?
I've never heard of Fort Day. I've only heard of Fortnite.
I've never heard of Fort Day before, but I would assume Fort Day is the same as Fortnite.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a Fort Day.
I don't think there is.
But just piece the two together. A fortnight is what?
Two weeks.
So Fort Day?
There is no Fort Day.
If you just had to assume, it would be two weeks. Doesn't have to be night just to be 2 weeks. Could be Fort Day.
It's true, but it's not.
Excuse me a second. Oh, that wasn't even a good one. I've been sitting on a fart for like 20 minutes. I really hoped it was going to be a warbler.
One that not only shakes your cheeks, but shakes your chair.
One that's, yeah, the chair, and just almost so loud that you get a reply where you fart, then you hear.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.535, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Fat Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Taco Bell. We started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20 just before 45. Road construction there still has those two right lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Hampton Road, about a 20-minute delay through it. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Greenville, got an accident blocking the left center lane. Traffic there's backed up back from around the High 5. In Fort Worth, southbound 287 between Harmon Road and 35W, that part of the highway there is still shut down due to that road construction. Traffic's backed up back FM 156. And in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after Heritage Trace, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Alliance Gateway. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Bush on March 11th at the Southside Ballroom. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center and brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group, tonight cloudy, rainy, a low of 48. Tomorrow, more rain, a high of 53. Right now, 52 and 97.1 The Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show.
Listen. It's always fascinating me in songs when they AC/DC's big with it. I don't know how often Poison does it, but it's when now
they,
listen.
When they talk to you, or that specifically, now listen.
Yeah.
What do you think we were gonna do?
Or when somebody in a commercial goes, "Hey, what's up, friends? This is blah blah blah." Well, you didn't give me a chance to answer. Well, what was up?
Rude ass.
I only see me. Oh, are you talking to?
What?
Or people at, you know, MCs at big events. Hey, what's up? I'm Big Dando. What's up mean? What are you?
It's like saying hello, but you're not by saying what's up. You're not actually asking anyone a question. It's
well,
now
what's
just a
up
hello.
Is a question.
I know it is, but it's been supplanted.
It's just something, yeah, to get their attention. It's for them to scream, especially at concerts. What's up, Dallas? Woo!
And then, yeah, that's the proper response to what's up is woo!
Yeah.
That's why everyone asks it.
So all you people are telling me, woo, that's what's up with you?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
It's just one of those throwaway phrases. I don't know. I don't care for.
No, I'm with you.
I mean, do they do that at different types of clubs?
Yeah. Oh.
¿Qué pasó? Es que play 2000.
I would say yeah. And actually, it sounds cooler in Spanish. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, woo! You can do more with that.
And the response is still universal. Yeah.
One of the guys that cleans up here, his thing is he always walks up to you and goes, "Hey, ¿qué onda?"
Never heard of Kaonda.
I think it's the same sort of thing. Like, what's up? What's happening? What's popping?
Ooh, that's better. I like what's popping.
Yeah.
So how do you say it again?
How is Kaonda?
Kaonda. O-N-D-A.
And what's Onda stand for?
Hell if I know.
I think it's like
popping.
Like up, or yeah, like hey, what? Like
what's up?
I think it's like a slang version of saying K pasa.
Okay.
Other Mike Kinsey.
I think it's a slang version for saying K pasa.
Thanks for the help, Chloe.
Well, this is usually mine, and now I'm over here.
Well, I moved the other one because that one's closer. The mic that you're on now is closer to the keyboard that you run to run the video stream.
Can I have this soft thing?
That's on the end of the mic?
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you need it?
Because I like it.
Do you know what it is?
It's a muffer.
And do you know what that does?
Yeah, it makes the mic sound pretty.
I love muffers.
Muffer?
Makes the mic sound good.
I have a muffer on my vagina. So when I queef, it's not as loud.
Look at that. She hit the microphone again.
That's what it's for.
Because when I don't have my muffer on my vagina and I queef, it goes. By the way, I have a rotary engine in my vagina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mazda, huh?
Yeah, you and Mazda.
It's quiet. It goes.
Okay, Alfie's giving away stuff, so I'll bother him for a second.
Okay.
Do we start new?
No.
Okay, then let's do that. I have a muffer.
Yeah, if you want it, you can take it off and just put it on the other one.
Yeah, nobody uses that mic.
I did.
I think very seldom does anybody in the studio use all the mics in here. In fact, that was... It was one thing that threw them off in New York as they were preparing for us, as they are preparing for us, to broadcast from New York City, is, well, we have one studio that everybody likes to use. It has three mics. Well, we have more people than that.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you need more than three people?
And how the hell did you make all those people get through budget cuts?
And then they said, well, and I don't know if 55th is an address in New York, or it's the floor. But they said we may have to move them to 55th because it has six mics.
Hmm.
So I don't know what building iHeart or Clear Channel Media is in.
I have no idea.
And I don't know how much of New York that they own. I'm surprised it's not just – that's probably where they got the I Love New York, iHeart New York.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because iHeart bought it. All of it. So it threw them off that I said, you know, there are four people on the show.
Right.
What?
That seems like so many.
None of our shows have that many people on it. Once you check the ratings and reevaluate.
This one does.
Okay, then let's start news. Wrong button.
I would have been fine with that.
That's mine.
It is yours. I'm just saying I'm fine with it if you don't want to look for the other one.
I don't know. It's kind of like a Pavlovian.
Yeah.
Do you know this time broke up from NBC News in New York? An asteroid approaches the Earth, planning to end all life on the planet as we know it. But first, birthdays.
Thank you, Tom. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. Birthdays today. Jessica Biel turns 33. From Married with Children, David Faustino is 41. Julie Bowen from Modern Family, she turns 45. Tone Loke is 49. Former Cowboy and NFL great Herschel Walker turns 53. Jackie Joyner-Kersee also turns 53 today. Porn star Ona Z turned 64. She starred in just over 300 films, including Fatal Erection, Facial Attraction, and my personal favorite, Tango and Gash. Police fatally shot a homeless man on Skid Row during a quote-unquote brutal videotaped struggle in which a rookie officer cried out...
Are they still going to tour?
I don't... think they can.
Kenzie got it.
Yeah, she did.
It's a Skid Row joke.
In which a rookie officer cried out that the man had grabbed his gun. Video showed the man reaching toward the officer's waistband, according to Chief Charlie Beck. The officer's gun was found partly cocked and jammed with a round of ammunition in the chamber and another in the ejection port, indicating a struggle for the weapon. The chief said, you can hear the young officer who was primarily engaged in the confrontation saying that he has my gun, he has my gun. He says it several times with conviction. Then three other officers opened fire. The man was black, as is the rookie officer who was just short of completing his probationary year on the force. Beck's narrative of the shooting, including photos from video showing the condition of the gun, was rare, emerging just 24 hours after the shooting. Mayor Eric Garcetti said he and the police chief needed to respond quickly to reassure residents that there is a robust investigation into the shooting, which occurred in the downtown area that is home to the city's highest concentration of homeless people.
I'm afraid too many cops are going to end up being killed in the line of duty because they have this fear of scrutiny. Well, there should always be an investigation if there's an officer shooting, unless an officer shoots himself in the foot. Creates his own Swiss cheese scenario.
Which never happened.
Yeah, I'm really starting to believe.
No, you cannot believe that.
I can't remember which is real or not. Did he really shoot himself in the foot?
No.
The perp shot him in the foot.
Yes.
And his buddies convinced him he shot himself in the foot.
For an hour after he'd been taken out of surgery. Because they thought, you know what? He just survived a horrific deal. Let's play pranks.
But the bad guy shot him.
Yes.
We think.
He did.
How are they sure who shot who?
Because it's Swiss cheese fired from his gun through his own foot. He probably wouldn't have had much of a foot left.
Oh.
Okay.
Touche.
Which part of his foot did it go through?
I think it was sort of in the Jesus area. Just sort of like the flat part. I think it was just like right. Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it. Oof.
Yeah, I guess they could tell entrance, exit.
Oh, yeah. And he still has his boots that he puts on his desk with the ballistics. Showing the trajectory of the bullet.
So he has to convince people, I did not shoot myself in my own foot.
Yes. But that, I mean, any tight-knit community, whether it's police officers, firefighters, fraternity house, locker room, they're going to believe what they want to believe. And to them, it's funnier if he shot himself in the foot.
True. Is his foot okay?
Yeah, he walks and runs and everything.
Oh. Checking.
It just sounds like a flute when he runs. Kids start running out to the street. Ice cream man's coming.
I keep hitting the microphone.
Oh, I forgot to turn on my phone. A-holes.
It's from Officer Swiss Cheese.
Yeah. And then he says, where fourth toe connects to the foot, knuckle is gone.
I'm sorry, Officer Cheese.
What? Officer Cheese.
Officer Cheese.
I'm sorry, officer.
Yeah, I gotta be careful how much I laugh. I forget how big he is.
He is large.
Yes.
It's amazing that he fit into tanks at one point. I think what they really did was they told him to run towards the enemy, gave him a really long gun, and he was the tank. That right there, that's the 4th Cavalry.
Let's just paint him green and give him a 50 cal. They'll think it's a tank.
I'd give him a driver. It'll just be Swiss cheese riding on some guy's shoulders.
With some guy on his shoulders?
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm driving this tank.
Let's see if I got anything from Officer Lonnie. No, the last one was just... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See there at the bottom.
Yeah, it's all caps, too.
My aphrodisiac.
So anyway. So the LA police are all... Yeah, actually, even I kept the photo printed off in this so you can see one of the spokespeople for the LA Police Department is actually pointing out where the homeless guy is reaching up and has grabbed a hold of the gun in the officer's holster.
Oh, I saw that picture. I thought somebody was just doing the hook 'em horns.
So did I at first.
Hang
10.
That's, yeah, the hang 10.
So she shows a photo of someone getting shot. Cowabunga.
Okay, leave us alone. It just... Crime gets worse. Cops got to worry about more things. We want to give them less equipment and cutbacks and feet on the street.
Well, that's sort of the nature after coming out of the recession. Everywhere in any kind of budget, they're always trying to find a place where they could cut back. And yeah, public safety is one of the easiest that they do.
But what they don't calculate into the entire equation, let's just go at it from a PR angle. Let's say somebody wants to relocate, some large corporation like iHeart wants to relocate to Dallas or Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look at the crime stats.
Yeah.
So if they choose some place over Dallas or Fort Worth because the crime stats are too high, then you lose money. And there are big corporations that the city of Dallas has lost because of, is it you or me?
That's you.
Yeah, mine's on.
I turned mine on, but I haven't got anything yet.
No must, no ifs, ands, or buts. But do Brokaw when you do the show in New York.
And who's that from?
Jed Cloud.
Oh.
Plano officer. It
would have been awesome if you said Bob Pittman. I have a request.
Yeah, if ever I was going to do it, that would be the place.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Good evening. This is Tom Brokaw from the CNN News in New York. And guess what? I'm in New York City. Broadcasting Rive.
Sorry?
Rive.
Rive?
Did I say Rive?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I picked that up. It's an affectation from Connie Chung. Let me turn my phone back off. Okay, who texted?
Okay, now that one was me.
Oh, it was?
No, now Swiss Cheese is jealous of Lonnie because Lonnie gets all the cool jokes.
Oh, man.
It's racist, Swiss. It's racist. That's what it is.
What? How is it racist?
Well,
yeah, man, how's it racing?
Well, how come we never thought to say that Swiss Cheese pulled people over with his thing?
Because he ain't got no big penis.
Well, we don't know that.
I'm the one with the big penis. In fact, accidentally, I shot myself in the penis once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how'd that happen?
I accidentally, it's it big. Shot myself in the penis, and you know what happened?
What happened?
A bitch shot back. Then I was blinded.
Blinded?
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Like a deuce in the runner in the night. Get it?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on it.
Hang on, there's somebody speeding in front of me. Damn, that was fast. Bitch pulled over and already stuck her ass out the window. I'm going to have to stick my C9 unit on her. That's my penis.
I figured.
Rides in the back seat with warning notices on the window. Do not pet the penis. Man, I hate the fact that I got to carry in my trunk a bunch of life jackets so bitches don't drown in their own juices. They get so hot, they get so wet, street just fills up.
There's flash floods.
I just can't pull them over in the flash flood zone. My chief done told me no.
Yeah, because at that point, you probably got to call out water rescue.
You got to call out the fire department and explain to them what happened while that bitch standing on top of her Mazda.
She got pulled over.
I just turned on the siren and all of a sudden, whoo. But I got nothing else. I got to go. I got laws to enforce. It's just to make wet.
Mm-hmm.
Officer Lonnie, peace out.
Ow.
What was the text you got?
He just said Officer Lonnie gets all the cool jokes, but then he did say that aphrodisiac was funny as ass.
You get more jokes about you, you get a bigger penis. Can't even aim. Shoot yourself in your own foot. At least when I shot my penis, I had a reason. It was all over the place.
Control it.
It gets excited and starts chasing a perp. It stops obeying commands.
Well, don't you ever try using the whistle?
What whistle?
Well, like a dog whistle.
It ain't answering no dog whistle. You can say down, boy, and it just gets harder. Sometimes when I gotta make a quick left turn, I just stick it out the window and it grabs a pole. I call that a C turn. Like Batman does. Except he got grappling hooks. It's just me and my equipment. Bitches love it. Anybody can do reverse 180. I just stick my penis out the window and have it turn its head around. F. James Garner.
I'm done.
Okay. Some Royce City parents are outraged after their daughters had to watch police arrest a father at a daddy-daughter dance. The parents are not necessarily upset that the man was taken into custody, and they understand the police have a job to do, but they say it was the wrong place to do it in front of a group of around 200 elementary school-age girls. Police were looking for Jonathan Edward Sampson.
Can your father, your dad not dance with his daughter? Did you say it was daddy-daughter dance?
Yes.
Can a daddy not dance with his daughter?
No, he can. The problem is this particular daddy was wanted on a felony warrant.
Oh.
Yeah, Jonathan Edward Sampson, wanted for a felony warrant connected to an incident that happened in September. Police told Fox 4 over the phone that they didn't have Sampson's home address, so when an off-duty officer noticed Sampson at the dance over the weekend, the department was notified and Sampson was arrested. Tommy Garcia, one of the fathers at the dance, said, "We saw his daughter just crying for them not to take him. You know, people were consoling her." Another father at the event says the 7-year-old was traumatized by the arrest. Police said Sampson, actually the girl said, grabbing onto my arm, started crying and said, "What's going on, Daddy?" To bring 8 officers to a violent felony arrest, they felt that they needed to bring extra assistance for their own regard, but they didn't take any regard for the children. Police said Sampson was arrested Saturday because his case was under investigation and the warrant had just been issued. They also said they intentionally made the arrest at the end of the dance and that they made every effort to make things go as smoothly as possible.
This was still a father dancing with his own daughter.
Yeah. Why are you focused on that?
I don't know. It just sounds like dad dancing with his daughter was the law he broke.
No, it just, I don't know. I don't have the details as far as what his initial offense was, but he was at a daddy-daughter dance when an off-duty officer said, "Hey, he's wanted." And he called, for backup, and they said, "Okay, well, let's arrest him at the end of the dance."
Okay. I know the feeling.
Of being surprised.
Oh, let's wait 4 or 5 days until we know exactly where he is at 9:15 on a Friday morning. Pick him up there.
When you're good and winded, sweating.
Can't give him the heads up like every other department does. Hey, these charges were alleged against you or filed against you. Bring your attorney and come on in. Couldn't do that. Had to make a scene out of it.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I guess that would be one of the first things that stood out as being odd.
Yeah, and then you have charges good for 20 years in prison that end up being dismissed. How does that happen?
That's a big charge. Pretty, pretty big charge.
Okay. Good. Oh, we need a break.
All right.
So, Kenzie, you're almost positive if we, let's say we're able to push this trip to New York to May.
Positive.
You can make it.
Yes, May is perfect. Did I say something stupid?
No, because I don't mind paying for the ticket. I just don't want to get stuck with a ticket when you call at the last minute.
Well, I'll pay for the ticket.
Well, you don't have $700.
I thought it was more like $300.
That's if you... I don't even think you get to fly on the inside.
Wing seat.
Well...
I get to fly on the wing and then scare passengers when they open up the window. I did it once back in the 60s with William Shatner.
And then again in the 80s with Lithgow.
Yeah. That scared the out of them.
Yeah, it did. Scared everybody.
I love riding on the wing and then trying to pull the engine apart. God. Even know what we're talking about?
No.
Yeah.
I think you might have showed me a scene from something.
I think it was like Terror at 40,000 feet or something like that. It was out of the Twilight Zone, and then when they remade the Twilight Zone in the 80s.
Didn't we watch that on YouTube?
Yeah. To me, the black and white still scares the piss out of me.
I saw the Lithgow one first. That's the one that's scarier to me.
Okay.
I remember that was. See my arms?
Woo, yeah.
Wow.
Goosebumpy.
I remember seeing that at my grandparents' house when I was a kid because it was not a rerun. I want to say it ran in, we'll say, 65, something like that. So okay. I would have been 4 or 5.
That's pretty young to be watching that.
That's old enough to realize what's going on. And. In the episode, Shatner or Lithgow, whichever, they're afraid of flying, and they had issues before, and they keep saying, there's something on the wing. They're going, you just need to calm down. Look, there's nothing on the wing. And he'd look out there, and he'd see it again, this big furry creature thing with like a pig snout nose trying to jam one of the engines up. And he starts screaming, there's nothing on the wing. And then somehow, I can't remember if Shatner got a hold of somebody's gun in the original. I know Lithgow got a hold of somebody's gun and started shooting through the window. Then it, you know, everything depressurized. They had to land. And they finally land and they look and, yeah, something had been trying to tear that engine apart.
Then they never found it.
It's f***ed up, Jack. Yeah. I traumatized somebody that's 5, 6 years old. Look, wouldn't you like to take a trip to New York? Well, if it's just Kenzie on the wing. Look at me. We're going 600 miles an hour, and I'm biting at the wind.
Yeah, she's gonna be too busy making big mouth poses.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Like that. Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, what's line one?
He says he was at that father-daughter dance in Royce City when all that thing happened last week.
All right. Yes, John.
Hey, I was at that dance Saturday night.
And?
Well, I was going to kind of paint the picture for you for what happened.
All right.
We come down the hallway. gym's on the left, cafeteria's on the right. We get going, we have the dance in the cafeteria. It's from 7 to 9. Everything's going good. We go to leave. They've set tables up in that hallway on the right-hand side. They got T-shirts they're giving away to all the kids for leaving. It's a charity dance. As we turn the corner, leave the cafeteria to me and my 12-year-old, I noticed there's 8 cops there. I looked at her and said, man, I guess they thought you guys were really going to get out of hand to have 8 cops in here. And about that time, they slammed this one guy up against the wall. He had another buddy with him. They ended up taking him out in the snow out front afterwards. But, you know, to me, it seems like they probably could have taken the guy out of the dance while the dance was going on instead of all of us leaving down the hallway. A lot of these kids were young. Their dads were actually holding them while they were dancing. But anyway, just wanted to let you know my thoughts on that.
And I forget, what was the guy originally wanted for?
It was some sort of violent federal offense.
Felony. It was a felony arrest warrant for aggravated assault, I believe.
All right. And if that was the first time they actually knew where he was?
It was, because they didn't have a home address for him. So this was the first time that they knew of his location, and it was fresh in their minds because the warrant had just been issued.
So what do you do? Do you wait and run the risk of him being able to get away, or I don't know. How do you second guess that with the way they arrested him?
I can go both ways. I can see they want to watch out for their safety, but I can also understand that, you know, they could have probably had someone escort him out a side door or something, you know. But they waited till the end. The news is correct on that. They waited till all of us left with our daughters down the same hallway, and they were standing on the left side, and it happened pretty quick.
So maybe they just played it out. All right, this what's going to be the lesser of two evils, doing it, walking in right now and grabbing him and possibly – you know, he's armed. Now we've got a situation, or we wait till the end where some kids are going to see it, but it's going to be fewer.
Yeah.
Well, and these times right now where the cops are trying to get the public to good perspective for the public, you know, that's not setting a pretty good example with the young kids now, you know. I don't know.
I'm surprised that nobody's complained about how could you let somebody that was wanted for a felony, had a felony warrant.
In the school.
Yeah. So they could play it all different directions.
Yep. Good
all right.
Point.
Thanks, sir.
Plus, and if it's a dance, I assume in the cafeteria it's dark. So I would think tactically it would make sense to wait for him in the light where you can see things more easily. But in a perfect world, yes, you should be able to go up to the man that's wanted on a felony warrant and say, pardon me, sir, would you mind following me outside the side door?
Why I got to follow you outside?
Because I think you and I both know that you have a warrant out for your arrest.
Well, what if I decide to run amok inside with all these children?
Then it would be ugly for you. That's why I prefer not to cause a scene here in front of any of these children, and especially not your daughter. And let's just walk out the side door.
See, there's the problem that I'm sorry, I was just watching one of the TVs. Is there a storm coming in?
Winter weather tomorrow. We'll all probably be shut down tomorrow afternoon, but we'll be here, and then we'll probably all just have to sleep here tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. Is none of us have had tactical training.
No.
We don't know. Or we haven't had a chance to review, all right, what's a best-case scenario? It's like a military action. All right, we'll go in, we'll take out the front lines, and then this, and then, you know, the chance for innocent bystanders being involved are lessened. We don't know any of that. We don't have that training. And it's like, I've never played football, so I can't comment on, well, was that a bad play or not? All I can go is, well, I think he was supposed to catch it. But as far as law enforcement goes, you can't have something that is that specialized and play Monday morning quarterback.
But that's what everyone's doing. It's like, hell, even in the LA situation where they shot the homeless dude going for the cop's gun, as soon as the situation was over and the guy had been shot, you got people that were recording it on their phones and now yelling at the police officers, why'd you do that? Why'd you shoot that man?
He went for my weapon.
He didn't go for your weapon. I didn't see. He didn't have a gun. He didn't have a gun in his hand. Why'd you kill him? You killed that man. How dare you?
Because one of the other officers said he's got my gun.
But that's how some of those guys were immediately after that shooting.
You want cops to be responsible, but you also don't want them to be put in a position of, is nobody going to have my back if I have to defend my life or somebody else's? And I'm not playing, oh God, I don't know if I printed out his email or not. Alfie, is there anything on my printer in there?
There's a couple things on the top, but I don't think that's it.
Okay. Let's see if I printed it. Some guy that sent a really scatty email about cops. I went, okay, you have your own position, but I certainly don't mind sharing your views and opinions on the air and see what kind of feedback I get.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it had his whole name in the email. He said, you know, cops only show up after the fact. They're never there to enforce. And I sent back, police are mostly reactionary.
They're not
they
superheroes.
They can't be pro-actionary or proactive because they can't do anything until a law is broken.
They can't teleport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even bother to expound on that because either he got it or he didn't.
And he's clearly not going to get it. Because this is not Minority Report, and you know there's someone telling police someone's going to commit a crime. You need to go stop it before it happens. That's not how it works. It's never worked that way.
I mean, sometimes police will happen to be in the right scene at the right time.
In which case, they can be a little more proactive.
Well, they still have to be reactive.
I know,
they have to look at a situation and go, okay, there is a crime being committed here. Now I will react as law enforcement.
Right.
And somebody getting shot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, it is very rare that an officer has any sort of an opportunity to be proactive, but it's still reactive at the end of the day. Because even if it's late and a suspicious person is wandering around, you know, somebody's house, okay, I can be proactive and keep an eye on him, but I certainly can't go up and arrest him because he hasn't done anything yet.
Well, they're not protecting us.
You're an idiot.
How many days do you go, and I've said this before, how many days do you go home and your home hasn't been burglarized and your home hasn't burnt to the ground? It's not because you see a fireman or a policeman all the time. It's because there's fire and police presence.
Mm-hmm. And the idea of, oh, they're not protecting us. Okay. Then in that case, when someone starts robbing all the houses in the neighborhood, the police catch the guy. That means they were able to stop him from robbing other places.
I'm tired of explaining it to people. And like I told Sergeant
from yesterday?
Police guy. Yeah, from Cedar Hill.
Wise.
Yeah.
Well, now I forgot what I told him.
That he was really cool.
Yeah, he was on CNN this morning, by the way.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video yet of him, you know, doing a parody on the McConaughey Lincoln spot, but they should have given him a huge, like a Play-Doh sized booger to be rolling around on his finger.
Like a stress ball size.
Yeah. What'd I do with this? Why keep rolling around and why won't it come off my finger? I forget where I was going with this. But it's a fact that police and fire are there. And you sure are quick to hop on the phone if you need them. Even though you hate them. Got another email today from some guy who had been locked up, I don't know, for what. He goes, and I hated cops. And then he said, after listening to your show for a while, I realized, yeah, I was in the wrong. Well, you probably should figure that out while you were in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And it had changed his perspective on police officers. Again, everybody likes firemen because they always show up. They do nice things. They collect money, you know, and corners and you know, relax in front of their big screen TVs and their lazy boys.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't like that?
And by the way, firemen are reactionary as well.
Yeah, they don't just come into your house before a fire and start busting stuff up. What are you doing? We're building up a back draft thingy. In case a fire starts here. That's what emergency services are.
This is just in case day.
Yeah. We're here to inspect all your smoke detectors and bust up your furniture. Do y'all want to take any of these, Albie?
I got kind of a upset guy on line 5.
All right. Yes, Don.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, just speaking from experience, the cops are, you know, 50% of them are crooked, because I have 4 officers in my family. Okay? So
you surveyed every officer in this country and decided half were crooked.
I was just telling you what all my relatives told me and what I've experienced as well. They lie on police reports. It's a revenue deal. It's all about the money.
That's based on the 2 idiots in your family.
No, the 4 idiots.
Well, he said 2. Said.
Oh, yeah, 2 were all bad. Okay, yeah.
All right, he dropped a call. I didn't hang up on him. Yeah, anytime somebody throws out, 50% of the cops in this country are crooked.
I know you're making that up.
You talked to who about that? You surveyed every single police officer. I don't know how many there are in this country. I know there are 30. That's probably Swiss cheese. Did he say how many?
No, he's got a different stat. Swiss cheese says, I'm going to need to beep.
I'm excited.
All right, go ahead.
Swiss Cheese says, sounds like your family is a piece of than Jack Wagon. Because my stat is 100% of the cops I know are all stand-up individuals.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean they all are. I know that. But that's just my own rudimentary survey that I myself have done.
Yeah. So the 4 that you've talked to in your family, sounds like half of them are jackasses, and the other 2... somehow it escaped with whatever gene it was that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
And you're right.
What I was going to say when we were talking to Sergeant Wise, that I'm sure we lose listeners, we lose ratings because we're pro-police. It's easy to be pro-fire. But if we lose listeners because we're pro-police, we just know what you're talking. You just blindly support them. First of all, I don't blindly support them. I've been jacked around by the police badly, and I still support all of them because I know that 99 and 44 100ths, to quote Ronnie Millsap, are heroes. The rest will be weeded out. You're just a sheep. I don't care if I'm a sheep or not. You keep running around hating police because they enforce the laws, and you keep getting tickets. I'll keep supporting police and fire and getting out of tickets.
Now, who's got the better deal?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:36, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Eastbound Loop 820 on the service road right at Blue Mound Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up onto the highway back from Railhead Road. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 287 between Harmon Road and 35W. That part of the highway is still shut down due to road construction. Traffic is jacked up now back from FM 156. And finally, in Grapevine, eastbound 114 right at Texas Trail. Got some ambulance there on the scene. That has traffic backed up back from 114 to the 121 Western Split. I'm not even in that city. Subscribe to them. I'm sorry. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show. Audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Cloudy and rainy tonight, 48 for a low. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 53. Right now, 52 and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, I found the email from a J.M. Harrison. Cops are typically tax collectors. When have you known a cop to prevent violence or help anything? They don't solve anything unless someone confesses. The reason cops are perceived as donut-eating, pencil-dong, do-nothing crooks is because that's what they are.
I wish he had his address on there.
It does if you want it. You got a pen?
Oh, lovely.
Flo, hand her a pen. Everyone get a pen. Because I told him I would share his. Fair enough. I'll share your thoughts with the listeners and see what kind of feedback I get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's HARRIBUILT at gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I didn't have a pen.
HARRI.
Good job, Alfie.
BUILT at gmail.com.
Thank you.
Where he says, cops are typically tax collectors. When have you known a cop to prevent violence or help anything? They don't solve anything unless someone confesses. The reason cops are perceived as donut eating, pencil donged, do nothing crooks is that's what they are.
How often do you really see a police officer with a donut? I mean, really?
Okay, really, that's what you're going to focus on?
That whole sentence is what I'm focusing on.
Everybody likes donuts.
When do they prevent violence?
Cruel.
Well, I have seen officers prevent violence during, like, Klan rallies. Where really I think the cops should just kind of look away and go, you know, some of the blacks slipped past me and got a hold of the Klansmen.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Like, may I just figure they want to see what was under the hood.
Mm-hmm. And there's no convincing anyone that has that mindset.
I just don't get where his original email, the subject line was homeless versus a cop. So obviously he had an issue with it. Was it L.A.?
Yes.
Had an issue with that. Somebody struggles for a cop's weapon. To me, that means you want to shoot somebody. Otherwise, why would you be struggling for my weapon?
Right.
And unless you've had training in those scenarios, you don't really know what's going on. You just know, I've been trained, if somebody tries to get my weapon, they have... malignant intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But just to say all cops or all DJs or shock jocks or all of everybody that works for the government. Well, they are. Never mind. But anytime you say you throw something out as it's everybody, then you've already pointed yourself out as an idiot. Not all firemen. Yeah, they kind of do.
What?
Lay back in their easy boys and watch TV and wait for the alarm to go off. But they don't know if they're going to get a good night's sleep because they never know when the alarm's going to go off.
That is true.
Yeah, and like if they're in their bunks, this bright light comes on and the sound. My Jesus.
And they also may have had like a big bowl of the fireman's chili.
They got to go to the fire.
And then you got to go to a fire in like 10 minutes.
Put me out. And when firemen roll, it's always code 3.
What'd you say? Line 1, Alfie? Yeah.
Line 1.
Say yeah.
Yes, is it Tomas?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to say that guy, he should go live to Mexico so he can appreciate the cops that we have here.
literally over there, it is a 50-50 chance on what you're going to get as a cop over there. I mean, I have personally lived it. So maybe he should go over there for a month. That's all he needs, a month, especially on the border, so he can learn to appreciate the cops that we have here in the U.S.
People have don't have a perspective. People, like if you and I had a different opinion on some basic topic, you're not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince you. It's the people that hate cops and there is nothing you can do. Well, look at all the cops in Mexico that are running around doing illegal things. It's not going to make any difference. They're going, well, we're in a country where we hold them to a higher standard, and we should. And most of them stand up to that higher standard. The few that don't are only a few. And that's a pretty – excuse me, I'm going to curse. That's a that's a pretty good – I got to go. That's a good percentage.
Yeah.
It's not one of the times I wanted to let GD go.
Well, that's also one of the problems is that it's still the human element. The human element is still there, which means there are going to be mistakes made on any number of areas, whether it's a mistake that's made while on duty or a mistake that's made off duty, maybe not even in uniform.
Oh, well, I made a mistake at work, but, you know, I didn't have much time to think about it. All right. Set in a squad car and watch something go down and think, where do I go? Who's not even that. Who's going to back me up? Who's going to stand behind me if in my heart I feel my life is in danger or somebody else's life is endangered and I protect them? Who's going to back me up? Or if I choose to pause and then I end up dead, who's going to back me up? Those are a lot of things to contemplate every single day of your life.
And not the least of which is when you're thinking about self-preservation, but you've also got a family to consider. The whole idea, oh, they don't prevent anything. Shut up. It just people like that, to me, just stay on the fringe. Don't ever dip your toe into normal society because I don't want to hear you because you make no sense. You make sense in your own little tiny bubble, wherever it is, and good for you. But you know what? You're going to abide by some of those laws because you know that if you don't, you'll have a peace officer's boot up your ass. So you can talk big in an email. You can say, ah, well, they're no good, blah, 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 blah. Real, okay. Leave everybody else alone.
If you're myopic in that point of view, what else are you myopic in? Oh, everybody in the corporate arena, they're a-holes. Well, you know, I kind of had that mentality. I know that they're upper and slightly upper management. Kibler, Patrick, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of assumed everybody at Clear Channel corporate offices and iHeart were dicks. We can get away with it. What are you going to do? And then Bob Pittman steps forward. Cuts a PSA for the foundation. And then follows it up with a check from his own personal account. That changed my mind.
Mm. But meanwhile, what was the guy's name? Who wrote the email?
J.M. Harrison.
J.M.
You want the email address again?
Yeah, I forgot to write it down.
H-A-R-R-I.
Uh-huh.
B-U-I-L-T. Like Hera built.
Gotcha.
@gmail.com. Cops are typically tax collectors. Okay, well, a tax collector shouldn't have to go through, you know, any type of police academy, take a T-close test or whatever they call it now.
Yeah, I think what he's done is he watched the Disney movie Robin Hood, The Sheriff of Nottingham, and he's taken that to be what every cop does. He goes door to door and takes blind people's money.
When have you known a cop to prevent violence or help anything? A lot.
Daily.
and just to turn a deaf ear and a deaf eye on the protection that you get from law enforcement. But again, I'm not kissing their asses. I know some cops are dicks. Absolute dicks. I've been stopped on the tollway by a Dallas, Dallas officer one time. Absolute dick. Couldn't be a bigger dick had he gone to dick training.
I thought that was called the academy. Kidding.
I pull off the tollway into an empty parking lot. Let me see if this is a better one. Damn.
It's quiet.
I ain't got enough fiber in my diet.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, shoo-wee nasty.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No, don't wave that over here. No, no, no. You keep that.
You can fan all you want.
Yeah, I'm fanning.
Damn, son.
Yes, how fast? First of all, why did it take you so long to pull over?
I was trying to get off the tollway so your ass wasn't sticking out in traffic.
You know how fast you were going?
I do not. Sticks his head in the window and goes, wrong answer.
Oof.
Well, then I deserve a ticket.
You have a reason why you're driving so fast?
I do not. Yeah, you did. Because you like to go fast.
I don't like to drive fast.
You just didn't want to tell him that.
Well, you don't want to sit there and go, hey, if you ain't number one, if you ain't first, you're last. Why are you driving so fast? It's all right, honey. I'm a volunteer fireman. And by the end of the stop, you know, he'd calm down. I guess if you deal with a-holes on a nonstop basis, why didn't you pull those other cars over? I got one car. I got one cop. I can pull one car over at a time. You were speeding. Well, they were speeding too. Well, somebody will get them later. If you want me to work out some type of grappling claw system and just grab the cars and pull them over, but that's not possible.
Or he could tell, you know, the person, everyone else is speeding. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you this ticket. Then I'm going to go write some more. But I tell you what, if you feel so inclined, you're so mad at all these other people speeding, why don't you try pulling him over and giving him a citizen's ticket? Let me know how your day goes.
See how many excuses you get.
Meanwhile, sign right here. This is no way an admission of your guilt, blah, 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 blah. Just sign it. And I don't care that the address is wrong. It'll still stick.
Well, I'm not signing that because that means I'm going to show up in court. Oh, okay. Well, let me see. I've got this other piece of paper. If you want to sign...
I think that's part of the problem.
If you want to sign that, there are people that sneak by the system, and officers go through a lot of tests, and they go through lie detector tests, asking them if, you know, hey, you ever the chicken? Okay. Just the fact that somebody asked me that, I'm probably going to flunk it because I'm going to think, all right, did I ever? Because they didn't say live or dead.
Got you on a technicality.
What, you're just thinking, okay, did I ever f*** a chicken? Okay, I know I didn't, but why do I feel guilty about them asking? Because they ask a lot of really odd questions.
Yes.
With police officers when you're applying for the academy. You ever masturbate to two firemen docking? Were they both? Was one of them volunteer? Because there are a lot of times somebody will ask you a question, you go, okay, I want to be as honest as possible. All right, I got to think now. Did I ever think about docking with a fireman? Okay, I made jokes about it. Lieutenant Denzel. Oh, shit. That's why I wanted videos of people just walking up to a police officer or a firefighter and just saying, thank you. Asking nothing else, just thank you.
Well, why would I go up to a pencil dong, pencil pusher?
Email if you
Want actually line two
Need some assistance.
All right. Yes, Jason.
Hey, Russ. I just got off the tractor. I was listening to you. I need to know that email address again. I'm the one with the General Lee, by the way. So, Challenger General Lee. So, I need to do what I can for you. So,
okay, you're the one that bought a new Challenger, but had it painted up and decal like the General Lee.
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir.
What's the email, Dan?
It is harribuilt@gmail.com.
harribuilt@gmail.com. Got it, sir?
No. Listen again.
Well, hang on. It's BUILT.
There you go.
Like harribuilt@gmail.com.
HARRI.
Yes.
BILT.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Guy's never going to get the email.
BUILT.
Look at you. You just got corrected by Kenzie.
Damn.
Is
Damn,
he still there?
No, you just got admitted to Densa.
We'll be back to the
Russ Martin Show.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
701, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's start off in Dallas, eastbound I-30. Right at Ferguson, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there's backed up all the way back from 75. Also in Dallas, southbound on the tollway, right at Oaklawn, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Wycliffe. In Allen, southbound 121, right at Alma, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Stacy Road. And in Fort Worth, southbound 287 between Hartman Road and 35W. That part of the highway there shut down due to road construction. Your backup is back from 156. Just deal with it. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25. For a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Ballroom on March 11th. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Weather tonight, cloudy, rainy, a low of 48. More rain tomorrow with a high of 53. Right now, it is a 52 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you have, Alfred?
There's all sorts of good stuff. I'd start with line one.
Okay. Yes, Taylor.
Hey, I think y'all crashed that guy's server for his email account. I tried to send an email that said "F you" from all police and fire and the Russ Martin listeners, and I immediately got an email back saying it was rejected by the server.
Probably just a fake email address.
Well, I don't know. So, I mean, that we've shut down other websites. Certainly we can shut down Google. Google Gmail, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, boss. Next one, Alfie.
Line four.
Yes, Chris.
How you doing, boss? I was just calling to say I have an aunt that is Mansfield PD and an uncle who is Arlington PD retired. And thank you so much for everything that the foundation does. And I just also wanted to say, despite having them as relatives, I grew up kind of a knucklehead, really not liking cops as a teenager. And the show has really done wonders just for changing my whole perspective on just appreciating and respecting what they do every single day. So thank y'all very much for that.
Let me, and I'm not looking for accolades here. What is it with the show? Only because we're pro police, which to me, in my mind, just makes sense. What is it we've done to convert you?
I wouldn't say convert. It's really hard to make one specific, you know, note as to what have we done as a show, but I guess your outlook on it as a whole, like, I mean, you said this the other day, a lot of people absolutely hate cops. You might lose them, you know, so that'll go in the ratings. But some of us, we didn't always hate them. It's just kind of, you know, scared of them. And just taking a big step back and trying to understand, okay, these people are humans. They got families that they want to get home to every day. And like you mentioned earlier, not every cop wakes up and says, who can I shoot today? You know, it's just, it's understanding that they are people too, really. And it's a tough job and really something that they decided to do it.
And obviously they didn't do it because they went, oh, I'm going to be fantastically rich.
Mm-hmm. Famous.
Yeah, no, sir. No, sir.
I'm going to, thank you, boss. I'm going to be in essence, tax collector, and I'm going to get a percentage of, you know. Now, if cops got a percent, oh, man, that'd be a good deal. I'd be a cop.
I think I might consider the career change.
Got a percentage of all the tickets I wrote?
I've actually recently been driving around with a semi thinking about every traffic infraction that peeves me, that's all I would do as a cop. Oh, I just pulled you over, sir. Do you know I pulled you over?
Did you pull me over because I did not yield right away when I got off the freeway?
That's right. You failed to yield to the ramp, like it says on the sign.
Well, but I only have to yield to that first lane.
No, that's where you're wrong. I know because I'm the officer, and I took lots of classes, and I read the law, and state law says you're supposed to yield all lanes.
Well, how do you know that? You can't even cite the law.
Yes, I can. It's penal code.
It's penal code. Code Glock in your ear.
Yeah, that one too. Subsection.
Subsection hollow point.
That's right.
It's the ones that want to argue with the cops on the side of the road. You will get your time in court, and you can tell the judge. But being a dick on the side of the road is going to get you absolutely nowhere. In fact, just say, you know what? When they ask, and they almost always do, is there a reason you were driving so fast? I had my head up my ass, and if that's going to get me off, I appreciate it. But if it doesn't, I got this one coming.
Yeah.
Even Everett told a story off the air. This was a couple of weeks ago. I think he was doing, say like 72 and a 50 or 55.
Mm-hmm.
He claims he never dropped the show's name. And the cop asked, is there a reason why you're driving so fast? And Everett went, the only reason I'm telling you is because you asked. I got to be in court, and I'm already late, and it's my own fault. The officer said, all right, slow down, Slick. Let him go.
Did he call him Slick? Probably. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more of these, Alfie?
Line 6 says he's related to Sergeant Wise.
The one that did the parody video?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Ross.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Nothing.
Man, I would love to spend 2 minutes in a 10-by-10 room with the guy that sent you that email. What Officer Wise, my stepbrother, didn't say yesterday is we've also got a officer in Dallas, an officer in Duncanville that are family, 4 firefighters, including my dad that just retired from Arlington after 32 years, I'm military, and I've got another stepsister who's a nurse. I know it was directed towards police officers, and, man, I heard that email that you read off, and I would love just 2 minutes in a 10-by-10 room with this guy. It's not going to change his mind, but it sure make me feel good.
But that's the thing, and that's why I don't really argue with them via email. Most of the time, especially if it's a long email, why cops suck, I'll just send back,
And that'll twist them even more. It's either you get it or you don't. And I hate to keep pointing back to this, but the absence of police and fire, that's not even just a scenario you're going, well, you're just making stuff up. Go back and look at New Orleans after Katrina. You saw an absence of police and fire, and you saw what happened. That's the way society would function if we didn't have first responders.
I couldn't agree more.
But you can't convince somebody on the other side of, well, they're just out collecting taxes and pulling me over for speeding. They're just looking for the revenue. They're not getting a percentage. It's not like they're working on commission of, well, you know, if I pull this many people over, I get, you know, an extra $3,000-$4,000 a month. What were you going to say, Dan?
Oh, no, I was just wondering if everyone in their family is into helping people, because I'm wondering if there's someone in the family that's super selfish or just is like, oh, they're a financial advisor. Ah, like shit.
Is most of the people in your family, are they first responders, police, fire, military?
I'm military. I've got my dad just retired from Arlington after 32 years, an uncle who's Abilene, cousin that's Grand Prairie Fire, another cousin that's Lubbock Firefighter. Of course, my stepbrother, Sergeant Wise. My stepsister's Dallas PD, and my step-uncle's Duncanville PD.
Do you guys ever have family fights? And where it's actually like...
Oh, you should hear my dad and my stepbrother go at it at family functions. Police versus fire.
He's got his own guns and hoses every Sunday.
Oh, look at you. What do you got to do? You got to carry a hose and shoot water out of it.
Oh, the big screen TV that you had mentioned earlier always comes into play. Oh, y'all just sit around watching TV?
Obviously, there's something genetic that works into the hero aspect, so I appreciate your call.
Absolutely. I appreciate everything you do for police and fire, sir.
Now, my foundation, it's yours. That's why I called it the Listener's Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate it, then.
Thank you, boss.
Oh, I liked him.
That was really needed. I really feel sorry for those that did not hear that in its entirety.
Well, the video stream got to hear it.
Oh, there.
Kenzie goes, oh, that was so nice. Well, why don't you just go and show your appreciation?
While you're out, you better do the whole family.
Mm-hmm. But you just... And I know we lose ratings because there are people that just hate cops.
I think you're wrong about that. I think we might lose some of the most fringe people, like that top 0.1% of nuts who think everyone behind a badge is a goose stepper. But if today and yesterday's proven anything, you're changing people's minds.
What happened over the last couple of days?
We've had callers call in saying, hey, you're changing my outlook on cops. You're humanizing cops. Cops, I see them now as friends. You know, you have characters like Ray and Jed and Swiss Cheese.
And don't forget Drunky.
Oh, yeah.
I had to carry him to his car. It was his wife was driving.
His personal car.
His personal car. His wife was driving. I need to make all that very clear.
Drunky the Dallas cop?
Drunky the Dallas cop.
Hey, I can you carry me in my squad car?
No, we're not taking you to squad car. We're taking you to your personal vehicle because you're off duty.
I need a squad car because I still do. Whoops.
Yep, you did.
I just in my pants.
I know. It's...
I guess this is why I call it duty.
Yeah.
Most cops just want to leave and go out and do the job, and I'm sure. And here's the other problem is, you know, as soon as they're out of the academy, you hear the stories of, I'm going to go out, I'm going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you run into people that hate you. They hate you because nobody likes to be called down. I don't like it when I get stopped.
But
you're ramped up, you're worried, you're going, all right, what did I forget? Is the inspection sticker out? What? But it's still their job.
And also, you also have to keep in mind that they would have nothing to do if it wasn't for people screwing up. So if you don't screw up, you got nothing to worry about if you go the speed limit.
Well, pulling me over because I didn't have a front plate, that's just jacking around. You want to smell.
Oh, that's, oh, certainly, yeah.
You
want
to smell inside my car to see if I was drinking whiskey.
Yes.
Too bad for you, it was vodka.
Absolutely, and cops will absolutely say, yes, that is a reason to pull people over to see what else you might be trying to hide. But, yeah, it's quit breaking the law. I hate cops. How many times have you been arrested? That doesn't matter. Actually, it matters a little bit.
Cops, they antagonize my entire family. Maybe you just got a gene in your family that says you're a criminal.
Maybe if your family quit cooking meth in the barn.
There ain't nothing wrong with being a cook. You see cooks on TV all the time just because they cook, you know, pizza and bouffant cakes or whatever.
Yeah, but
I can't cook meth.
Those are actual cooking shows about food. It's not like you're all of a sudden going to be the new star of Meth Network. 30-minute meth.
Well, no, I'm stupid. But where was I going? Give me a second. Let me cut airtime. Blah, 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 blah. Cops, cooking.
Don't break the law.
I got no answer. Again, it's one of those situations of pro-life, pro-choice, Democrats, Republicans, pro-police, anti-police. There seems to be, except like what Alfie's pointed out, there are people somehow we've converted. Even though I've never said, here's the reason why you should respect a police officer, somehow they were converted.
It's because they look at them as people now, like Officer Lonnie. You could be friends with somebody like Officer Lonnie.
Well, when you got to... Excuse me a second. Let me put my big thing on.
When you got a penis this size, you got to respect me.
Oh, man. It's amazing that both of you fit in a squad car.
Man, it took... Hold on, I gotta turn my siren on again.
Oh, I'm about to get pulled over.
I ain't pulling nobody over. Sometimes I just run it to run it. Yeah. Man, you should have been there the day I was sworn in.
Really?
Because they had to swore me and my penis in. Both of us got badges.
That makes sense.
And if my penis gets shot in the line of duty, I know your foundation's going to be there.
I don't know if the foundation's that big.
Well, I know the one time it got shot, it got a black heart.
We end on something that's not police and fire.
Yeah, actually, this actually fits in. For any man who's secretly wondering if he measures up, we have the answer. UK researchers set out to determine what can be considered a normal penis length by analyzing prior studies and identifying 20 that met their criteria. That gave them a data pool of 15,521 males aged 17 to 91.
All right, it's a lot of numbers.
Really big study by the UK people, and they found that the average length of a flaccid penis, 3.6 inches. Erect, 5.16.
Okay, that's average.
That is average among 15,500 males.
Man, that ain't nothing but sad. Mm-hmm. They should have some type of telethon for you little weenie men. Get Jerry Lewis or Jerry Lee Lewis or some money to raise money. For you little weenie man. Me, I got it covered. I got as much weenie as I can handle. That's why I drive an excursion. Line 6.
Line 6?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yes, Officer Lonnie?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to follow you home, dog.
Please, God, pull him over.
Yeah, yep.
Man, why you got to follow me? Why you got to follow me home?
Oh, we got to have that talk that you and I've been talking about.
No, man, there ain't nothing to talk about. Both you and I know we got a big penis. In fact, our penis is so big, your penis calls my show. That's a big penis.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for you when you get off.
Man, don't drive to Frisco.
He may not, but it might.
Hey, look, ignore all the haters, man. You do a great job. We really do appreciate you.
We love you, man.
So, all right, love you too, dog. Later.
All right, keep that penis under control.
Can I stay with you tonight, Dan?
Somehow, I'm thinking Officer Lonnie will be able to sniff you out.
I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about his his C9.
Oh, you can run, but you can't hide. Mm-hmm. I know how you honkers run.
Probably gonna be sitting in your car waiting for you. Sitting behind the driver's seat.
Sitting in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
So you had something to say about me and my daddy. Damn, I wish I had something good. Damn, I wish I was your lover. All I know is when my penis knocks somebody out, it don't run. Good, it hits them hard.
Does it?
Yeah, I ain't got to use no taser. Tasers are for pussies. An asp, that's for a man who don't know what he's doing. I just turn my penis loose and I go sick him. Then he goes sidewinding across the street.
That's so nasty. You should just see the perp's face.
Perp looks back, see his great big penis coming at it, and they just stop and go, damn. That's the biggest damn police dog I ever seen. I ain't got nothing else.
Okay.
Any more, Alvin?
Line 3.
I don't want to talk to him.
Okay.
God dang, give me something non-police.
A new survey found 91% of women say they're willing to throw in money on a first date.
I'm bullshit.
Whether it's paying for the whole thing, splitting it in half, buying one round of drinks, or whatever. Only 9% of women do.
91% say they expected. Read the headline again.
91% of women are willing to pay on a first date.
You check Snopes.
Yeah, I ought to check that one out.
Yeah.
That one sounds like booze. Oh, we expect to pay. All right, bitch, dump your purse out. I will see if there's any credit cards, any cash, any bitcoins, any. I'll even give you credit for Dave and Buster's coupons. I bet there's nothing in there that says you're going to pay for anything. You go out first date, you got no intentions on paying for anything.
Well, according to this, 91% say they're willing to pay for something, even if it's just one round of drinks. Men, however, do not expect it. 81% of us say we usually plan on paying for the full cost of the first date. 1 in 3.
80, just 81?
Yeah.
That should be 100. It doesn't mean chicks don't want to help out. I just don't believe that 91% of the women expect to pay for something.
Yeah, that number seems really high. That seems like that they're saying like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind paying for something. And saying it and doing it, two different things.
Kenzie, when's the last first date you've been out on?
Not too long ago. Maybe, I don't know, 4 months?
Who was it?
Nobody.
Where'd you meet him?
Nobody. It's a friend of a friend.
Did he pay for everything?
Yes, but I offered. I really do offer. Like, I know.
Do you actually have money in your purse to pay?
Yes, I always offer. And sometimes to the point where the guy gets offended. He's like, no, let me do it. And I'm like, okay.
What did he spend? How much?
$30-something, maybe?
Where'd you go?
Where did we go? That's sad. It didn't work out.
Clearly. Was it because he only spent $30 on you?
No.
I don't know. He left while I was in that big thing of balls.
It was Chuck E. Cheese.
And then Cheese guy started singing, and I got involved in the concert, and I got into the Chuck E. Cheese mosh pit.
That's exactly what happened.
Did he leave you someplace?
Yeah, in the ball pit.
Did you guys go out to eat? Did you go to a movie? Did you go to a concert? Okay.
Where'd you meet him?
From one of my friend's friends.
You let him play with anything?
No.
What was wrong with him?
We didn't even kiss. It just didn't. It was just, there was no.
There was no spark?
Nothing. Nothing.
But you thought he was cute?
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you get fingered?
No. I just told you I didn't even kiss.
Well, I don't know how you chicks work today.
Oh, good God.
Ew, I don't want to kiss, but you can touch it.
Kisses.
Oh, my Lord.
Kisses too personal.
Wow.
Like, I'm okay if you finger me.
Wow. No. No. No.
You could finger me if I get the salad with the pizza.
What?
And I want some coins for the games. And then you can finger me.
I need the bleep.
Now what?
Don't even know what to do with that bleep.
What about if Officer Lonnie asked you out?
I'd go on a date. Wait, is he married?
Who cares, baby?
I care.
I'm Officer Lonnie.
Assume he's single.
Okay, if he was single, I would totally go on a date with Officer
Lonnie. You don't even know what I look like. You just know what I sound like, and you know what my siren sounds like. You know, if I pull up behind you, something good's about to happen.
What's that?
It's going to be all right.
You could say, right?
Can you say penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say penis.
What if your penis thinks I'm the perp?
My penis knows how to sniff out a perp.
Okay, just checking.
It knows if you're not a perp.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, my penis going to take you up for a ride. If you can stay on it for 8 seconds. You didn't make it through the no-dio. Oh,
my God. No.
What?
No. No. Kenzie, I'm not explaining that to you.
I missed it.
No, you didn't. For more information on The Russ Martin Show and The Russ Martin Show alone, go to RussMartin.com. Oh, my God. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show video and audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.